pay perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA Four Diamond Casino Resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
M1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. The scandal surrounding Congressman Mark Foley and his emails to young boys, high school age pages, took a big turn with revelations from a Roman Catholic priest now living on a Mediterranean island that he was way too close to Foley when Foley was a young teenager, an altar boy. The priest talks to Katie Couric on the CBS Evening News tonight.
According to this newspaper account, you massaged him when he was naked, and you were naked in the same room on overnight trips.
Like the athletes, you know, he'll stay with his towel on and go on the bench, and I will massage his neck and his back, you know, like they do to athletes, you know.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. The House Ethics Committee heard closed-door testimony from the second-ranking Republican leader in the House. John Boehner has said he heard about Foley's emails months ago and told House Speaker Dennis Hastert. And he told reporters this isn't hurting Republican efforts to hold on to Congress.
It does not appear to be affecting any of our races in any way.
But that may be a bit of wishful thinking. Pollsters say it is hurting Republicans nationwide and has put at risk several seats belonging to GOP leaders and the one in Florida Foley used to hold. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Al-Qaeda gunmen demonstrated briefly in the streets today in Iraq. About 60 men with guns carrying banners proclaiming their connection to the Shura Council. In the meantime, the U.S.-led coalition says there must be changes made in the operation aimed at pacifying Baghdad because it's not working.
In Baghdad, Operation Together Forward has made a difference in the focus areas, but has not met our overall expectations of sustaining a reduction and the levels of violence.
Major General William Caldwell says the level of violence is disheartening. Senator John McCain has talked to CBS News about the situation in Iraq, what to do.
I would increase the size of the Army and Marine Corps by some 100,000 people, and I would send more troops over there where necessary, and I would listen very carefully to my military commanders.
The stock market rally among the Dow industrials crested 12,000 today to close at 12,011. That's up 19 points.
Now that we're at that magical level, I'll refer back to an old market bromide. You buy the wake and you sell the wedding. Well, today we saw the bride and groom walking down the aisle.
Al Goldman at A.G. Edwards. 19 years ago today, by the way, was a day Wall Street would rather forget, Black Monday, when the Dow fell 508 points. NASDAQ gained about 4. Oil prices closed at $58.50 a barrel. That was up 85 cents today. Female juvenile delinquents tend not to be so ladylike. And so Juvie Hall in Orange County, California, has begun a new program. The Mission Possible program puts young girls in trouble through charm school. They learn manners, diet, fashion tips that do not include tattoos and hardware stuck into their bodies anywhere. They even learn classic dance steps and the beginnings, at least, of basic social skills. This is CBS News.
General Motors, a new level of strength, a new level of quality, a new level of confidence. Introducing the GM 100,000-mile warranty. That's 8 brands and 80 models with 100,000 miles or 5 years of limited powertrain coverage. Learn more at GM.com or visit your local GM dealer.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot. I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, how do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Oh, sorry, I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
Nope, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
General Motors, a new level of strength, a new level of quality, a new level of confidence. Introducing the GM 100,000-mile warranty. That's 8 brands and 80 models with 100,000 miles or 5 years of limited powertrain coverage. Learn more at GM.com or visit your local GM dealer.
Some Kazakhs are not amused by the satire of Sacha Baron Cohen as Borat, a fictional journalist in a new movie which parodies life in Kazakhstan.
Although Kazakhstan is a glorious country, it has a problem too. That's why Ministry of Information have decided to send me to USA to learn...
Kazakh officials have invited the actor to come and visit. The movie, Borat, Cultural Learning of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan, opens in 2 weeks. Who'd have thunk it? Remember when cell phones first came out? Big, clunky things? Some of us said, not for me. Now seems everyone has one. And it's not your grandma's cell phone either. Pretty near everyone, cell phone shipments this year may top a billion for the first time. Nokia is the industry leader, followed by Motorola, Samsung, Sony, and LG. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. First of all, we have all kinds of things to talk about. Speaking of talking about things, we are going to be joined by the editor of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, in the 4 o'clock hour. He is the go-to guy. If you read anything about talk radio, anything you ever wanted to know about talk radio, any questions that you have about talk radio, conservative or progressive or any kind of talk radio, he is the guy that is always quoted in the papers. So that's Michael Harrison. If all goes well, he will be joining us in the 4 o'clock hour. Also, I want to remind you that we're giving away free Bill Durston for Congress t-shirts. And all you have to do to get one is to come over to our radio station. We are at 5345 Madison Avenue between Hemlock and Garfield. And you pick one up free during business hours. So that's all that you have to do. And we will be happy to give them away. There are ways for you to support Bill Durston. There's no charge. They're completely free by acting as a kind of ambulatory billboard for him. I also want to remind you that Tess Garrison is going to be live with us in the studio next week, and also Simon Winchester as well. You can join the conversation by calling 349-1320. All calls to Enid Live are toll-free, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. You can email me, enid@kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. I want to start with a couple of things from yesterday. If you were listening yesterday, we had a number of calls from Doolittle supporters, if you can believe that. And I'm thinking that maybe they were dispatched by the campaign, but who knows? We don't really know if that's the case. But I got a couple of emails. One says, I'm an avid listener, tuned in yesterday afternoon when you suddenly received 3 calls in a row from Doolittle supporters. And then he says, I believe it was a campaign effort, and one of the voices sounded strikingly similar to a member of the Placer County Central Committee. Either way, these calls smacked of this centrist controlling committee, especially when they said they were from Roseville. They are spreading the culture of fear and next to terrorism, which they have to wait for the president's office to set off a scare. The thing that brings most fear into the hearts and minds of voters, well, of Republican voters anyway, is taxes. Taxes. So new poll out for Schwartzy and for Phil. And it's even better news than the last poll, slightly better news. The last poll had Phil trailing, or Arnie, however you want to put it, Schwartzy leading Phil by, what was it, about 9 points. And now it's a point closer. It's about 8 points. Well, almost. 47 for Schwartzy, 39.6 for Phil. And this is the latest Zogby poll. I don't know what the percentage of error is here. You know, usually it's 3 or 4, sometimes 4.5%, 3 or 4% margin of error. But in any event, it's 47 to 39.6. So maybe we can call it 40. In that case, it's a 7-point difference. And Schwartzy leads by 7 points. And it broke my heart last night to read that the San Francisco Chronicle has endorsed, yes, Schwartzy. Listen to this. Oh, this is so horrible. I knew they were going to do this. Everybody is jumping on the bandwagon of who they think is going to be the winner. So here is the San Francisco Chronicle saying Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger said something very special happened in his third year in office. Yes, yes. My answer is yes, he was up for re-election. We found the groove, he proclaimed during an interview with our editorial board last week. And Sacramento has been grooving with him. The just-completed legislative session represented one of the most productive in recent memory. The Republican governor and Democratic legislators worked together on essential long-term goals. And it goes on and on and on and on like that. And so they are in favor, they have come out endorsing Schwartzy. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I guess I should have known this. When C.W. Nevius, who was apparently in that editorial board meeting, said that that when Phil Angelides came in, Phil really sold him to be treasurer and that Phil would be too wonkish to be governor. Well, you know what? I think that's what you want in a governor. I think the wonkier, the better. And who was the chief wonk of all? That would be Bill Clinton. He was the wonkiest president that anybody can recall. And that was a very good thing. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Jerry Brown, whom we are supporting, is now the target of a lawsuit. Under state law, the Republicans are saying that he can't serve as attorney general. They're set to file a lawsuit today in Sacramento County Superior Court that seeks to disqualify Jerry Brown because he's leading so handily in the polls. The suit is going to be filed by the chairman of the Contra Costa County GOP and will assert that Jerry Brown, a Democrat, will run afoul of a state law if he wins next month because he reactivated his status in the state bar in the year 2003. Remember now, Jerry Brown went to divinity school, and he's a graduate, I think, of Yale Law School. He's a law school graduate in any event. Government Code Section 12503 declares that no person is eligible to be attorney general unless, quote, he shall have been admitted to practice before the Supreme Court of the state for a period of at least 5 years immediately preceding his or her election to office. That he shall have been admitted to practice before the Supreme Court of the state for a period of at least 5 years immediately preceding his or her election to office. So I guess he reactivated his law license or his state bar status in 2003. It's only been 3 years. The Democrats say this is a frivolous lawsuit. He was admitted to practice in 1965. And the Democrats are saying that the campaign of State Senator Chuck Puchigian, who is, you know, his numbers are terrible compared to Jerry Brown's, may be responsible for the lawsuit. But, of course, the Puchigian people are denying this. But in any event, they can't knock out Jerry at the polls. So they're going to try to disqualify him because you had to have been admitted to practice before the Supreme Court of the state of California for a period of at least 5 years immediately preceding his or her election in the office. Now, he was first admitted to the bar in 1965, the state bar, and then he re-upped in 2003. Don't let your law license lapse. So he says, and his people say, Jerry Brown's people say, this is a frivolous lawsuit. Boy, somebody did some digging here. But we'll see what happens. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Well, guess what happened? The Maloofs returned to the table. The arena is, I mean, this is a joke. They, after refusing for 6 weeks to talk about how to get a new arena built in Sacramento, the Maloofs, the aloof Maloofs, returned to the negotiating table to try to hammer out a deal with city and county before Election Day. The seven-hour session, which also included a downtown rail yard developer, Stan Thomas, produced no agreement on thorny issues such as parking. But Sacramento County Supervisor Roger Dickinson, who participated in the meeting, said he considered it a major breakthrough that the parties were physically in the same place. Nothing was resolved. They had a seven-hour meeting. Nothing was resolved, but it was a very productive set of meetings, said one of the officials involved. With Stan here, we showed our commitment to get this done and resolve all the outstanding issues. All told, at least 15 people convened in separate conference rooms in the Wells Fargo building downtown with consultants and lawyers shuttling between them throughout the day. Dickinson and Fong, who were part of the officials involved, said that the parties did not resolve the sticking points that caused the Maloofs to break off all talks in early September. These include the brothers' insistence that they receive the revenue from 8,000 parking spots around a new arena and that they have veto power over potentially competing businesses and would locate nearby. So nothing was resolved. It was a seven-hour extravaganza. One of the people who is involved with the Kings believes that they're going to some other place. I think, was it Anaheim, that there's some deal? Remember, they floated that with one of the B reporters. So the Maloofs have returned to the table. I don't think it has a chance at Election Day, but maybe I'm not right. I don't know. I want to talk about voting here, because that's really what we have been talking a lot about. Angelides has stepped up, according now to the B and according to the Los Angeles Times. Struggling to attract support, Phil has begun tearing into Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's personal character, in case he has any, suggesting that Schwartzy should respond to recall-era claims that he once groped and humiliated women. Now, they've tried a lot of different things in Phil's campaign, and not too much has gained traction. Phil said in a phone interview that Schwartzy never fulfilled a promise he made during the 2003 recall campaign to review the groping allegations. It was the governor who told Tom Brokaw on national news that he would fully look into this matter and tell people what it was all about, Angelita said. Well, look, Schwartzy is accused of groping and all this sexually inappropriate behavior. And he says he's going to investigate himself once he's elected, and then he's elected and he forgets to investigate himself? Is anybody surprised about that? It was the second straight day that Angelides reached into the 2003 playbook to attack Schwartzy. The LA Times in 2003 reported that 15 women claimed Schwartzy had inappropriately humiliated or touched them. Schwartzy immediately responded by saying a lot of the claims were untrue, but that he had behaved badly sometimes. Schwartzy told Brokaw 2 days before the 2003 recall election that he would examine the specifics of the groping allegations as soon as the campaign was over. Elected with 48% of the vote, the governor said 3 weeks into office he would not investigate the claims. His spokesman, Rod Stutzman, who's now going to be apparently a nonpartisan analyst for Channel 13, explained that an inquiry would have been fruitless and far too political. With less than 3 weeks left until the November 7 election, Angelides is making the governor's character as much an issue as education funding, middle-class tax cuts, and health care. So let me ask you this. There's plenty to point the finger at in terms of Schwartzy. And you heard a preview of what was going to happen with Bob Mulholland. You heard what he had to say, that Schwartzy is 5'9¾", that he's Botoxed up, that he, you know, that he's made all kinds of, you know, that he's got a big gut now, and that, you know, all these kind of personal observations that Mulholland did. And so here's my question. Is this going to work, or is this just sort of a last gasp? I kind of, you know, I know that the gap has narrowed slightly. Democrats are going to come to the polls in huge numbers because they're angry. And we hope that this works for Phil, and that people, even if they were going to support Schwartzy, Democrats will think twice about it, because I think you should think twice about it. Here's what happens. Schwartzy says he's going to do something, and then after he's elected, he doesn't do it. He thought he had he made a deal with Fabian Nunez on greenhouse gas emissions and so on, and then he signed something else entirely. So you think you've got a deal with him, but you really don't. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. Is this going to do it for Phil? Is this going to help him? Is he going to get enough traction? Is the gap going to be closed? That's my question. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Hello, this Thursday day, and the traffic looking all right. We do have a couple of hit and runs as usual. Eastbound 50 just west of East Bidwell Street. Eastbound 50 just west of Nathanfield. Now, eastbound I-80 at Panorama. And I'll tell you that I drove on 50 last night for like my third time since I've lived here, and I understand why there is a lot of accidents going on over there. Everybody's in just a huge rush. It was two or three times I had to avoid getting into one myself. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm what you've all been waiting for, the world-famous
Enid Goldstein.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
We wanted to find out.
No more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me. Tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Cuban band is crucifying John Lennon.
talk to Enid now. 349-1320.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. You can join the conversation by calling 349-1320 or 866-620-1320, and all calls to Enid Live are toll-free. You can email me, enid at kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. We're talking about a number of things, as usual, our flea market of ideas. And those include that Phil Angelides has now stepped up his character tax on Arnold as we slide into the election. Is it going to work? You know, when Bob Mulholland called the show the other day, he talked about Arnold being 5'9¾". I don't know how he knew exactly that Arnold was all Botoxed up, that Arnold threatened or has said that he, once elected, he would investigate these allegations of, about 15 women who came forward to say that they were groped by Arnold or that he had acted in a sexually inappropriate way. So there you have it. You have the character issues, which probably should have come up first. And what about Arnold's kind of mail order degree, that alleged degree that he has? Is this going to be enough to... And Phil, in the newest Doggy poll that is out, there is only about 8 points now. There are only about 8 points now that separate Phil and Arnie, with a margin of error of what? Well, I don't know, usually 3 or 4%. Is this going to be enough to do it for Phil? Is it going to bring it? I think with enough angry Democrats, the gap will close, but will it close sufficiently? The San Francisco Chronicle comes out now in favor, does an endorsement for Arnie, which I kind of knew was in the works, and I'm so sorry that it is. In today's letters to the editor, we had a number of callers yesterday supporting Doolittle, and on one issue. They think that if they elect Doolittle, their taxes won't go up. Here's a letter from Trish in Auburn, published in today's Sacramento Bee. I just received an email from Representative John Doolittle stating that he does not support H.R. 550, U.S. House bill with bipartisan support that would create paper trail voting accompanied by mandatory surprise audits. Doolittle's reasons for non-support were that optical scanners could not be used by the blind and that they were too costly. The optical scanning system required by H.R. 550 is far cheaper than electronic voting machines and much more reliable. H.R. 550 also goes further than the Help America Vote Act of 2002 in making voting more accessible for the disabled. Doolittle's reasons for non-support are smokescreens, Trish writes. So why would any congressman not support this bill? Does it mean that he wants to retain the ability to hack into those electronic voting machines? Well, I guess that would be a question, wouldn't it? He doesn't want a paper trail. Neither did Bob Ney, whose trail now goes directly into the pokey. Today's New York Times is reporting that these new laws and these new machines may spell voting chaos. New electronic voting machines have arrived in Yolo County, but there is one hitch. The audio program for the visually impaired in some of them works only in Vietnamese. Talk about panic, said the county's top election official. I've got gray-haired ladies as poll workers standing around looking stunned. And it's not just going to be in Yolo County. It's all over the country where the voting machines are right now in a chaotic situation. As dozens of states are enforcing new voter registration laws and switching to paperless e-voting systems, officials across the country are bracing for an election day with long lines and heightened confusion, followed by an increase in the number of contested results. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Jeff, in Lincoln. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Enid, I just wanted to point out that John Doolittle got $1 million appropriated to study the Auburn Dam being placed on an earthquake fault, while at the same time he personally got $1 million cut out of a budget to establish a lab here on the West Coast to inspect agricultural products, which would have helped us in the spinach thing we just
Yeah, food safety at Davis.
Yeah, he got $1 million. He personally had it taken out.
Yeah, but there are a lot of Doolittle supporters who want to support him because they think that he won't raise their taxes. That's their argument, that a Democrat will raise taxes and Doolittle will not raise your taxes.
Well, I don't know.
What does Doolittle have to do with, first of all, your housing, your property taxes? What does Doolittle have to do with it, number one? And number two, federal taxes, in order to cover those hideous deficits that we are in, the money's going to come from somewhere, and those tax cuts to the richest Americans, the money's going to come from somewhere.
Right. I'd like to see Angelides come on TV and point out that all my kids, I have three kids in college in their mid-20s, he bonded out that debt, $15 billion for 30 years, just from the first year. And my kids will be paying for that for their entire work life.
Well, Jeff, how do you tell people who are Doolittle supporters that voting for Doolittle would be a mistake when they can't see beyond their own taxes or the illusion that somehow he's not going to raise their taxes?
Well, it seems that they've replaced religion with reason because they just go right to the Republican speak phrases, for the religious stuff, and they just completely ignore the reasoning behind it. I don't think there's any way to get through that part of the populace.
Jeff, I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Is Jeff right or not? 866-626-1320. You have here in Yolo County these new e-voting machines. There's only one hitch. The audio programs for the visually impaired, in some of them, work only in Vietnamese. So you're going to have a chaos all over the country with this e-voting. And maybe this is one of the reasons why Dickie and Dick are so confident about the election. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Happy day on the streets of Sacramento. You know, I love that show. Wasn't that San Francisco, though? Yeah, it was. Never mind. Sacramento streets are way cooler. Anyway, we do have some fires going on. A three-car crash eastbound to ID just west of Weimar. Now, that is turned into that, and a vehicle's on fire at southbound 99 just north of Dillard Road. Rio Linda Boulevard and Marysville Boulevard. Northbound I-5 just north of Richards Boulevard. Southbound 99 at Consumnes River. And let's see, southbound 99. At Elk Grove Boulevard, Manzanita Avenue and Hilltop Drive. Things are moving slow over there. If you're on Sunrise Boulevard, then get off because it's going about 5-10 miles per hour. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It is significant because it emphasizes democracy in action.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm with Mike.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. Stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to sh- Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The line is forming to the left. It's E Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Let me remind you, if you have any questions about talk radio at all, we're going to be joined by the go-to person for any information about talk radio, Michael Harrison, who is the editor of Talkers Magazine, that big story that appeared about conservative hosts in the White House. He was quoted. He's always quoted in every story about talk radio. And he's going to be joining us in the 4 o'clock hour, if all goes well. Let's go to the phones. Melissa in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Melissa.
Hi. I was calling because you were speaking about the voting machine issue and about how Doolittle was saying that they're not compatible with use by the blind.
That's what Doolittle is saying. He's saying that his reasons for non-support were that optical scanners could not be used by the blind and that they were too costly.
Yeah, well, we've had those here. We've had ones that are by the blind in Sacramento.
Wait a minute. A couple of words dropped out. So say it again, what you just said.
Okay, I've been a poll worker here in Sacramento County, and for several elections now, we've had optical scan machines that can be used by the blind and that are Braille compatible.
So that was a poor excuse.
Yeah, we already have them. It's not some technology that isn't available yet. It's something that we've had for several elections.
Well, at no extra charge, he threw in that it would be too expensive.
Yeah, well, they are expensive, but if that's what we need to do in order to have fair elections and allow people to vote, then it's a worthwhile expense, I would think.
I would think so, but there's a big scandal brewing. I mean, we have been on this whole e-voting issue for quite a long time, several years. Mm-hmm. It's now come into the consciousness of most Americans. The guy behind it is Bob Ney, who's being hauled off to the pokey, and by the way, refuses to resign his position as congressman mm-hmm. because he can still draw a salary. And it's going to be a chaos in a lot of states on Election Day. So I don't know what we're going to do, but so you're calling just to say that Doolittle, the thoughts ascribed to Doolittle are completely incorrect.
I'm saying that he's about as informed as he is honest because the next county over, we've had the system for several years now.
Very well said. Thank you, Melissa.
All right. 349-1320,
866-620, 61320, Bruce in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bruce.
I'm a liberal Democrat, and I voted today absentee, and I did not vote for Angelides.
Why?
Because I've always maintained if you can't run a campaign, you can't run a state. And you can't.
Well, wait a minute. All right, wait a minute. I'm going to refute that argument. Nobody is more brilliant at running campaigns than the administration. Have they run the country very well, or have they run it into the ground?
You're right on that. You're right on that, but
there's no correlation. I'm telling you. I mean, you know, maybe you could make some kind of an argument if you're a good CEO, a chief executive, you're a good general running a campaign. But a campaign is a different kind of a beast than running the entity itself, that whether it's the state or whether it's the country. And the Bush people are very skilled at campaigns. They are not at all skilled at running the country. They only are inept. So what did you wind up doing? Did you wind up not voting for governor or voting for Schwartzy?
I voted for Peter Camejo.
You did?
Yes.
Which I think is sort of probably a vote for Schwartzy, really.
Well, Schwartzy's going to win anyway. We all know that.
Well, maybe he won't. They're down to about 8 points different.
Yeah, I know, but that's going to get a little bit bigger on Election Day when people actually go in to pull that lever.
You think it won't get smaller? When Democrats say, you know, I'm going to hold my nose, I'm just going to do it?
No, because the L.A. Democrats want Schwarzenegger to win, so Villaraigosa can be governor in 4 years. So without the L.A. Democrats supporting Angelides, there's no way he's going to win.
Okay, so you think it's, you know, there was a story about Angelides and how he has to, his family joked that they hide the newspapers from him because the press has not been great. Has he got any chance of traction at all with these character issues against Arnold? I think no.
No, negative campaign never works.
Well, I think negative campaign does work. That's why people do it.
But, well, it turns people, everyone say they hate negative campaigning, but then in the end, it seems to work. So I think the research is out on that one. But I think now, at the end of the campaign, to do personal attacks is just a man grasping at straws.
I thank you for the call, Bruce. And I'm sorry that Bruce didn't vote for Phil. He should have voted for Phil. And the equation that if you can't run a campaign, it doesn't, you know, I think people leap at that. If you can't run a campaign, it means you can't run the state. But people who can run very slick campaigns have proved that they cannot run the country except into the ground. And that's this administration, 349-1320. So that's the correlation there, 866-626-1320. A Republican congressional candidate in California said today that he has fired a campaign staffer who may have been the source of a letter that falsely told Hispanics that immigrants can go to jail if they try to vote. The letters have prompted state and federal investigations, but the candidate, Tan Nguyen, denied knowing anything about last week's mailings. The state investigation, and this is California, focused, and this is Orange County, on Nguyen's campaign, according to two law enforcement officials who spoke on condition of anonymity. He is challenging Democratic Representative Loretta Sanchez. I think it's Orange County. The letter was written in Spanish. And it was mailed to an estimated 14,000 Democratic voters in central Orange County. It warns, you are advised, that if your residence in this country is illegal or you are an immigrant voting in a federal election, it is a crime that could result in jail time. Immigrants who are adult, naturalized citizens are eligible to vote. It is a federal and state crime to threaten or intimidate voters. So what they're trying to do is they are trying to stifle the Hispanic turnout. The Republicans are, because Hispanics traditionally vote Democratic, we think, and they don't vote in the numbers that they should. I don't think enough of an outreach have been made by Republicans and by Democrats to Hispanics. But there it is. A candidate denies sending the threatening letter. He said a staffer did it. Bye-bye to the staffer. Adios. Meanwhile, it's very possible that the reason that the administration refuses to look at the polls and take them seriously is that they have an October surprise in the form of hacking plan. I mean, who knows? You know, maybe that's not true, but it's so easy to hack these voting machines. And all the polls that you look at are... You know, talk about how the how everybody wants Democrats in office, but I remind you that going into the election, Max Cleland, who left three of his limbs in Vietnam, was leading by quite a lot, and when he came out, he was losing by quite a lot, and they were using e-voting machines, and there were patches that were not quite authorized on those e-voting machines, so he lost. And there was silence from McPherson on the Latino voter intimidation letter. McPherson hasn't done anything, apparently. Still no word from the state's chief elections officer, Republican Secretary of State Bruce McPherson, on how he's going to protect the voting rights of those Latino voters who received an intimidating letter falsely warning them that it is illegal for immigrants to vote. Now, Deborah Bowen... is somebody who would be a wonderful Secretary of State. That's who we really want, because she's challenging the whole e-voting situation. But Bruce McPherson certainly got the endorsement of the Sacramento Bee. I'm not sure who else has endorsed him, if anybody else has. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. But as of this email, McPherson hadn't done anything on the Latino voter intimidation letter that we just referenced. This is why you want Deborah Bowen in there. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you so much, Enid. I'll tell you, the traffic coming at Southbound 99 is a little better than I expected. Although Stockton Boulevard, we do have at Elk Grove Boulevard, northbound I-5, just northbound of 99. And Sunrise Boulevard, I tell you, Sunrise is a little bit slow. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to stackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's stackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, stackjobs.com is a click away. At stackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. And can you hear the sound of hysteria? Let's subliminal on my America.
Joined by Michael Harris, the editor of Talkers Magazine. We've been talking about talk radio. It has played a huge role, and I think a quite an under-the-radar role, in the conservative revolution. And that meeting in the Oval Office of all those conservative hosts really puts a period on that particular paragraph. We'll be talking about that and a lot of other things. We're talking about many things now. We're talking about e-voting and what a chaos it's going to be around the country, that all these e-voting machines have been delivered to Yolo County, and some of them, the audio part of it, are only in Vietnamese. So, I mean, this is a mess. We're talking, too, about a new poll, Zogby poll, on the gubernatorial race, and it has narrowed it by 1 point. The Rasmussen poll was, I think, 9 points between Schwartzy and Phil. This one's about 8 points between Schwartzy and Phil. Phil is going after Schwartzy on character issues, but I think it's not going to work, because I think a long time ago everybody knew what Schwartzy was, and they decided to set it aside. In the meantime, here's what the Chronicle had to say, or the LA Times had to say, that Phil has this week turned to a more personal attack on Schwartzy than he has previously, arguing that a sexual harassment complaint that Schwartzy settled out of court in August raised questions about his fitness for office. Yet Angelita, and then it goes on to say, certainly the fact that Schwartzy is the first governor in California to settle a sexual harassment lawsuit is relevant, Phil said in a telephone interview. What do we do about this problem, about this guy? It is relevant. Angelita also referred to private comments Schwartzy made very earlier in this year about the physical attributes of a Latina legislator whom he described as very hot. Well, let me just amplify that story for a moment. That was Bonnie Garcia, and she was speaking at a high school, and when somebody asked her about the governor's comments, she said, well, I wouldn't kick him out of my bed, and talked about how built he was, so I don't know how appropriate that is for a high school audience. But in any event, she then said that it was that these comments, she barely apologized for comments and then blamed the California School Employees Association for, quote, trying to use personal attacks and distract voters. And then she took off, she slammed reporters because they actually called the governor's office to ask if Bonnie Garcia was indeed sleeping with the governor. Like, are you going to get a really honest answer about that? In any event, here's what the LA Times is saying, that Phil has neither exploited these issues about Schwartzy's character in ads nor made them a part of his campaign appearances. Members of the San Francisco Chronicle editorial board opened the door during a live webcast interview asking Angelides why...
to AM 1320 KCTC. Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
It's Dow 12K, at least for today.
There was a lot of good news out of the corporate earnings sector today.
The priest in the Mark Foley story says he didn't mean any harm.
If I knew that he doesn't like it, I wouldn't do it.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. On this date, 19 years ago, Wall Street was in shock. The Dow plunged 508 points on what became known as Black Monday. Today, the market had cause for celebration. At the bell, the Dow was at 12,011, a record high, and its first close over 12,000. CBS News correspondent Trish Regan on what's driving the market.
They're pretty happy with some of the earnings reports we've been getting out. Apple, Pfizer, Coca-Cola all came in better than expected. Google came in better than expected. So there's a lot of sort of good news in terms of the corporate earnings sector that is helping this rally along.
Oil prices edged higher today.
The oil market reacting to Saudi Arabia's move today, considered a pro-American vote in the OPEC cartel. But the Saudi oil minister now agrees with Venezuela, no friend of the Bush administration, that the OPEC countries should cut their exports by 4%, about 1 million barrels per day. The Saudis speak of a need for market balance. They claim the oil price has been falling too fast. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Now this.
I am Dr. Jen, and I'm taking your love life calls. And here's Kevin. Go ahead.
Jen, what's the easiest way to get to 79 Williams Ave?
Follow your heart?
For the easiest route to any address, you want to ask TomTom, not Jen.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen, and a helpful voice guides you on your way.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
I'm going to say 8 words you won't believe. Buying a used car should not be painful. Here's 4 words that prove it. Honda certified used cars. They're well-maintained, late-model Hondas. Each undergoes 150-point inspection, then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. Plus, now you can get APR financing as low as 2.9% on all certified used Honda Odyssey and Pilot models. Made you a believer, didn't I? Honda certified used cars. They're the next best thing to new.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
The priest who allegedly molested former Congressman Mark Foley when Foley was a teenage altar boy in Lake Worth, Florida, is telling his side of the story. Father Anthony Merciaica, now 72, claims it was innocent fun when he and Foley went skinny dipping or rubbed each other's backs in a sauna.
We used to go in to the sauna bath, you know, there was a Finnish community there in Lake Worth, and then we used to go to take a bath, you know.
In an exclusive interview with CBS News correspondent Katie Couric, Merciaica said there might have been one sexual encounter, but he's fuzzy on the details.
I had taken some pills, had taken some alcohol, and sort of, that was drug, not that we used drugs, you know.
And what happened?
That's what I can't remember, you know. And I guess that's what maybe Mark is thinking, that was something bad.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. The House Ethics Committee continued taking closed-door testimony on the charge that is causing Republicans such grief with voters. Did they cover up what Foley was doing with the teenage pages? House Republican leader John Boehner, who appeared today, has said he found out about it a few months ago and told House Speaker Dennis Hastert, who he says already knew.
Told them the same thing I've told you for the last 3 weeks. About what I knew and when I knew it.
A more important witness today may have been the former House clerk Jeff Trandle. His job included overseeing the page program, and he reportedly knew about the Foley problem with pages for years, had confronted Foley about it, and had told Hastert and other leaders.
Breaking news from CBS News correspondent David Martin. North Korea may be testing U.N. sanctions.
A North Korean ship, U.S. intelligence suspects, may be carrying military equipment prohibited by the U.N. sanctions, has left port in North Korea. Its destination is unknown, but it is currently being tracked while U.S. officials try to figure out exactly what's on board and what to do about it.
The U.S. military in Iraq announces the loss of 3 more troops, bringing the death toll to 74 so far this month. Officials acknowledge that after a 2-month offensive, the situation in Baghdad is still very bad.
The violence is indeed disheartening.
Major General William Caldwell, the top military spokesman, says Operation Together Forward has not met expectations.
We are working very closely with the government of Iraq to determine how to best to refocus our efforts.
President Bush, campaigning in Pennsylvania this afternoon, said withdrawal from Iraq would fulfill Osama bin Laden's highest aspirations. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 4 o'clock, welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Calls to Enid Live are always toll-free if you're in the area code, 349-1320. If you're not, 866-626-1320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, and you can always email me, Enid at kctc.com. I want to remind you that Simon Winchester will be joining us live in studio next week, as well as best-selling author Tess Gerritsen, who is a physician in her other life when she isn't writing blockbusters. But joining us is a blockbuster editor. You can't read about talk radio. You can't know anything about talk radio. Any newspaper story, any story that references talk radio also usually references Michael Harrison, who is the editor of Talkers Magazine and is quoted more often than fill in the blank. Michael Harrison, welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Enid, it's great to be with you, and great station and great show.
Thank you. You know, there was a story this week in New York Times, and you're, of course, quoted in that story. Quotes from you are like snowflakes. They are that, they are that plentiful. And the story was, in case we didn't know, that conservative talk hosts excrete Republican talking points. Oops. Are you there? Hello? I think you're not there. Did you? Uh-oh. Michael, call. Hello. Uh-oh, something happened. All right, it wasn't me. Michael, he's going to have to call us back. I'm so sorry. Here he comes. He came back. Something happened to us, but we don't know what. But we think he's back. Michael, there you are.
Yeah, I'm back. We had a power surge here. It was on our end, and everything went dark for a second, and you were gone, and now I'm back.
Oh, really? Was it a power surge? It was the Republicans. They knew you were on my show today.
Isn't that funny?
Isn't that amazing that
you were asking me a question, and then all of a sudden, you know, it was gone. So can you start again?
Yes, we can start again.
With a point about how great I am and everything.
You want to hear that part over again?
No, not really. It's okay.
It was the NSA, Michael. They were listening in. In any event, here is, in case, what I was starting to say is that in case we had any doubts about conservative hosts excreting Republican talking points, I think it was underscored in the story this week in the New York Times as some of these hosts, breaking away minimally from the party line, are being brought into the Oval Office so that the president can exert whatever powers of persuasion he has. What I have long thought about talk radio, Michael, and tell me what you think about this. It's so under the radar. Radio itself is so under the radar. We don't have radio listings in most of our major newspapers. Very few newspapers have radio columns. We have to look to you at Talkers Magazine to find out what's going on in talk radio. But it had an immense impact, I think, in helping to be the handmaiden of the conservative revolution, particularly since so much of talk radio is conservative. So talk to me about that.
Well, so much of news talk radio, commercial news talk radio on the AM dial, is conservative. But stepping back and looking at radio in general, there are all kinds of talk on radio, spoken word radio, that also has huge audiences that's not conservative. There's national public radio, there's news radio, there's sports radio. There's urban talk radio, which is a euphemism for African-American talk radio. There are shock jocks. Look at Howard Stern right before he went to Sirius. He waged an ideological war against the Republicans and the Clinton administration the Bush administration for about 2 years on the radio. And yet everybody talked about Al Franken as being the big name in anti-Bush radio. So I have to say, talk radio is not exclusively conservative, although it seems that way. And to read the newspapers, you would certainly think that based on how talk radio is depicted. That having been said, yes, there is a huge conservative element to talk radio, and some of the biggest stars and most influential hosts on talk radio are conservatives, and namely Sean Hannity, and even bigger than Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh. you have Michael Savage, and then you have all kinds of people like Mike Gallagher and Mike Medved, who, and Neil Bortz, and Laura Ingraham, and that rounds out the group that was visiting George Bush. And there are many, many, many others around the country. So I had to disclaim that, because I sometimes, as a so-called expert on this business, it makes me crazy when people attribute all of radio and talk radio to that little slice of talk radio that's dominated by conservatives, and that now there's a little bit of an ideological war going on where liberals are trying to get a foot.
Well, you know, the lore in the business is that liberal or progressive talk radio can't make it. Do you subscribe to that theory?
No, of course not. I subscribe to the idea that it's hard to make it in talk radio for anybody, and that liberal talk radio will only make it if it's given time, which conservative talk radio was given, and has very, very entertaining and compelling hosts, which conservative talk radio has, and that there are enough people out there to constitute a critical mass. A niche, if you will, but a critical mass that's large enough to make it financially viable, which the conservatives were able to do, because in the early 90s and through the 90s, when conservative talk radio was on the rise, it was appealing to a segment of the American population that identified itself as conservative, and on top of that, identified itself as being angry about how all the rest of the media does not super serve conservative values. Therefore, there was a built-in audience ready to go. And again, remember what I said.
And delighted to have so public a presence.
Yeah, yeah. But it was a niche. It's still just a niche. For example, at any given time when Rush Limbaugh is on the radio, and this is the number one talk show host in America, and the big conservative talk show host that he's reputed to be.
And also he started here in Sacramento.
Exactly. He did. That's right. And that's a good point. At any given moment during his show, when he's, you know, full tilt boogie, he's only got about 5 or 6% of the radio audience listening to him, and that is enough to be number one. Radio is a series of slices in a very, very big pie, and that is why, with all the attention that liberal talk radio has gotten over the past few years, particularly Air America and Al Franken, and the press writing about it as if it's the only thing left in America to protect the world from the conservative domination of the airwaves and the conservative domination of our minds. The bar was so high for this new startup to possibly reach in one book, you know, because the newspapers don't know the difference between radio and television. They'd call me up like a week after Al Franken debuted and said, "Is he beating Rush Limbaugh yet?" They go, "What? How is he going to beat Rush Limbaugh? It's going to take years to do that. It's going to take 5-6 years for him to beat." And then the other misconception, Enid, was that somehow if he beats Rush Limbaugh, this is like an election. That means Limbaugh's got to go away. It's one beating the other. Franken's going to come on the radio, and that'll be the end of Limbaugh and the end of the conservatives, which is also silly. So I have to clear the air of just a lot of silliness that's been discussed in this regard. So, yeah, liberals can make it on talk radio. Liberals have made it historically.
Of course they can, but it's a different environment. And by the way, let me give the numbers out. If you have a question about talk radio, what really goes on in talk radio, Michael Harrison, editor of Talkers Magazine, and really the go-to person for anything about talk radio, is the person to ask it of. 349-1320-866-626-1320. When conservative talk really got traction, it was in a universe that was so heavily liberal or non-conservative, let's say.
Okay, there's a difference in non-conservative. Let's not say liberal, because you cannot compare liberal with what was considered to be conservative at that point.
All right. And before all the consolidation in radio occurred. So that now, for example, if you're asking for progressive, first of all, there's more consolidation. And so therefore, I don't think there's as much patience to let something take root in the time that it takes for it to take root. You remember, what did they used to say about 60 Minutes? It took years and years and years and years for that show to become successful. And once it was, it stayed successful for lots of decades. But we now have a very, amount of time that we're going to give something to grow. And also, I think that I think one of the reasons for the success of conservative talk radio is conservatives didn't feel like they had any voice, and once they glommed onto Rush, they thought he was speaking for them. And I don't think that that's the case with liberals or progressives or non-conservatives, because, it's almost like there isn't so much distinction between the popular culture and that kind of radio, even though that kind of radio is still scarce.
I agree with you. I mean, and to me, anything that is liberal that is not as conservative as whoever's claiming to be conservative. If you're just slightly to the left of Sean Hannity, he thinks you're a liberal. I mean, and this is another misconception. And that's why liberal talk radio is having trouble getting a foothold. Liberal means liberal. It means a whole wide variety of lifestyles, a whole wide variety of thoughts. It means moderation. It means open-mindedness. It means intellectualism. It means compassion. It means a lot of things, whereas that which is defined in present-day culture as conservative is really about 10 or 15 talking points, which brings us to why George Bush has a problem with conservative hosts now.
Well, I want to ask you, what do they get out of being a wholly owned subsidiary of the Republican Party?
Well, who is a wholly owned? They're not.
Well, I think you tune into all of them. It's all the same talking points.
Yeah, but
what are they on the Armstrong Williams payroll? I mean, what do they get out of it?
But they're not a wholly owned subsidiary of the Republican Party. That's like saying the disc jockeys that played the Beatles in 1964 were wholly owned subsidiaries of Capitol Records. They weren't. They were playing the Beatles because they thought that would get them ratings, because the Beatles were very popular at that time, and the British invasion was a big deal. Well, it's the same thing. There was a conservative invasion. There's this big conservative movement of the 90s and into the 2000s, and these talk show hosts, by and large, see that as a ticket to getting ratings and making money. And that's why they do it. And again, another misconception about talk radio is that somehow talk radio is equivalent to a political campaign, that somehow these radio stations that run talk shows really give a hoot as to who gets elected and are doing it for political and ideological purposes. I'm sorry, but they're not. They're doing it for ratings and for revenue.
We are. We're doing it for ideological reasons. We care who gets elected here. I do. I do, Michael. I mean, not that we're not uninterested in ratings and revenues, but I can tell you about the content of my show. I do care.
I believe you care, but I don't believe you would do it if they stopped paying you.
I might.
Well,
I better not say that too loud.
Nothing can stop you.
I'm not going to say that. Don't let the boss hear that.
I'll bet you the company that owns your radio station wouldn't continue to do what you're doing if it doesn't eventually make money.
Oh no, of course we're a business, absolutely.
Okay.
But
so
if you're talking about content of shows, I was going to ask you.
But you said, Enid, that they're a wholly owned subsidiary.
Well,
of
they appear that way to me.
Hyperbole. That's an exaggeration. It's not true. What they were and what they have been over the past years is they have been collaborators in both exploiting an ideology that was to each.
Do you even think those guys believe half of what they say, or do you think, like, Michael Savage started out as a liberal and he found a niche that worked for him? Rush, I think, never really even voted until he became successful. I don't know if he votes now or not.
I believe
you believe these guys believe half of what they say when they say it on the air, or is it a ratings and revenue kind of a situation for them?
Personally, I don't know, and I don't claim to be a psychiatrist, and I don't claim to be a psychologist, and I don't know what lies in people's deepest hearts and deepest thoughts, but I'm not so naive as to believe that everybody believes what they're saying from their heart because they want to change the world to be a better place.
No, how about doing an authentic show and being honest?
Excuse me?
Well, how about doing an authentic show and being honest?
Well, I think it's nice to do an authentic show and being honest, but if you sound honest, that will get you success more than sounding dishonest and being honest.
Oh, you know, so faking sincerity, is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is it's what's perceived that counts, not what's real that counts in show business. And I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm simply saying it the way it is.
My guest is Michael Harrison, editor of Talkers Magazine. Let's go to the phones. Kim in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Michael Harrison and with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I am very well, thank you.
Hello to your guest, Michael.
Hi.
Hi. You know what? I don't believe any of the conservative hosts, at least a good bit of them. I don't believe they actually believe what they say. I think that it's for ratings and, it keeps the money coming in. Except for maybe Michael Savage, who I think is just clinically insane. But my question is I think it would be in their best interest for the Democrats to win back the House and maybe the Senate, because then they'll have something new to complain about and to, rev up their, whatever their demographic is, which I imagine is like the 18 to 42-year-old angry white male.
I agree with you. As a matter of fact, one of the biggest problems facing conservative talk radio for the past 5 or 6 years has been the conservative domination of the government. Talk radio works best when you're able to appeal to a niche that feels alienated, that feels disgruntled, and feels disenfranchised, which takes us back to the original point of how the conservative brand of talk radio grew. It appealed to people who felt that the entire world was against them, that the entire culture of the country was going in the wrong direction. Now, they've maintained their success by saying that the government and the Congress and that the establishment is under attack by a popular culture that really controls everything. But that has only lasted so far because the fact of the matter is the proof is in the pudding. The government that runs this country under a banner of conservatism really isn't conservative. The government is larger than it's ever been. Fiscal spending is worse than it's ever been. We're involved in foreign wars that they said they'd never get us involved in. They stick their nose into our lives in ways that they said the government shouldn't do. So,
parts of it are radical right-wing. I mean, it isn't even anywhere close to centrist in some of those aspects.
Mm-hmm. But if you were to look at the track record of Bill Clinton and the track record of George Bush and take away all the labels and take away the names, Clinton was more of a conservative than Bush. And if you were to look at...
Well, he was fiscally more conservative than Bush, certainly, but he wasn't the tool of the Christian conservative, the religious wrong, as I like to call them.
But is the Christian right really conservative? Conservative means separation of church and state. Conservative means adhering to the tenets of the country.
All right, then how would you relabel them?
What I'm trying to say to you is that the reality of what is being done doesn't fall into the academic categorization and definition of these labels. We're so far from dealing with a focused truth about what is left, what is right, what is center, what is conservative, what is liberal. It's become more of our team versus your team, our interests versus your interests, our guy versus your guy. And I think that we have a lot of cleaning up, a lot of reorganizing, a lot of rethinking, and a lot of soul searching to do in this country before we get back to some kind of an even keel that makes sense.
I want to talk to you more about the election coming up. Can you hang with us a bit longer, Michael?
Sure.
Michael Harrison, my guest, editor of Talkers Magazine. We are talking talk radio right here on Talk Radio. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much, Enid. We do have some weather going. I love the 52 for low, 81 for the high tomorrow. Isn't it October? I believe so. I think we're going to see no rain even for the next week. Highs 81, 82, 79 throughout the week. Now, our traffic and the weekend as well. Traffic's not looking as good as I kind of want it to. We have disabled vehicles, hit and runs, and crashes. Northbound I-5 at northbound 99. Let's see. Southbound 49 just south of McKnight. That's West McKnight. Eastbound 50 just west of Bradshaw. Southbound 99 just north of Fruit Ridge Road. Northbound I-5 just south of Sutterville Road. Enid Live will continue with Michael Harris at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Halloween got you scared? How about November 7th?
It's true. We're all in danger.
Vote. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The color pink represents...
New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it,
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
No more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's channel.
428 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. You can join the conversation. All calls are toll-free, 916-349-1320 or 866-620-61320. My guest, Michael Harrison, who is the editor of Talkers Magazine. So anything you ever wanted to know about talk radio, this is the place to find out about it. Michael, we have someone who wants to talk to you on the line.
All right,
let's go to Mike in Sacramento. Hi, Mike. You're live with Michael Harrison and Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hey, there were some things that you said before the break that I will hope you could shed some light on. First one was you sort of took Enid to task when she mentioned, you know, that the perception out there that's very widely held, I might add, is that right-wing radio is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Republican Party. And you denied that vehemently and said that that wasn't the case. And yet, and then you said that perception was everything in talk radio. And then yet, right before the break, you were talking about how we need to get back to some sort of objective truth about things. And I was wondering, which is it to be? Is it to be objective truth, or is it to be subjective perception?
I don't know. I said everything I had to say, and I'm not quite sure what your question is.
My question
is, there is perception,
you know,
there's truth, and of course I stand behind what I said, that right-wing radio is not a wholly owned
subsidiary. I think what Mike is saying is that you said that, you know, in effect, perception is reality, and the perception is that it's a wholly owned subsidiary of the Republican Party.
If I'm supposed to be presented as an expert on something, I'm going to tell you there's a difference, though, between the reality of perception and the reality of reality. Just because, you know, saying that...
Yeah, reality is
reality
a word that's
still not reality.
Reality
because everybody
is...
thinks that somebody is a murderer, but and they look like a murderer, and they are found guilty, well, then you could say, yeah, perception is reality. However, they're still not a murderer. There's still a truth. The truth is,
Well,
let me finish. The truth is they're not wholly owned subsidiaries. What they are is they may be carrying water for them. They may be cheerleaders. They may be supporting them. They may be endorsing them, but they're not owned by them.
Well, it's just a figure of speech, Michael. And by the way, the word reality should never be used without quotation marks around it.
Listen, it's an important figure of speech to clarify, because people are listening to this broadcast and they're going to actually believe the Republican Party owns these people, and they don't. Own means pays them.
Well, they own Armstrong Williams, and they own a lot of the video.
Yeah, Armstrong Williams is a small-time player. Armstrong Williams is not Rush Limbaugh. Armstrong Williams is not Sean Hannity. They're not equivalent. And all I'm saying is that Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, all these people support the Republican Party by their own choice. They're not owned by them. They support them by their choice,
perception?
And their reason for doing it is probably, number one, it's good business, and number two, maybe they believe it.
Maybe. Mike has another question for you. Mike?
Would you agree that that's a fair perception, though, that they are a wholly owned subsidiary? And also, if you're saying that the perception is true, and then you're also saying that it's not true...
I don't understand
that's like
what
a
we're
classic
talking about.
Example
are you
of
saying
double
because
think,
I said
you...
perception is true that that I think it's really true?
That's Orwellian. That's like double truth. You know, that's double.
All right, fine. You're right. I'm wrong. Go ahead. Next.
Mike, thank you very much for the call.
All right.
Appreciate it. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320, Janice in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Michael Harrison, editor of Talkers Magazine, and Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Janice.
Good afternoon, Enid. Michael, I would like to ask you if you know whatever happened to Michael Jackson. He was a talk host on KABC in Los Angeles for years. He was the most erudite person I ever listened to, and as soon as he made talk show host of the year, ABC promptly fired him.
Whatever
happened to him?
He lives in Los Angeles with his wife. He resurfaced on the CBS talk station in Los Angeles in a part-time capacity for a while, and I think he recently retired.
And he's married to the daughter of actor Alan Ladd. I worked with him a little bit in London when everybody was covering the funeral of Princess Diana. Thank you, Janice.
Okay,
appreciate the call. 349-1320, 866-626, 2613-20. Let me ask you a question, Michael. With the president summoning this group of conservative talkers, I didn't see Al Franken in this crowd. Was he very successful? What was he able to do other than awe them with the trappings of the office, in case that is still awe-inspiring?
I think he awed them with the trappings of the office. I think that Sean Hannity came away being very impressed. Hannity said that his approval ratings would be 80% if they could take American citizens in there six at a time. Others remain skeptical of some of the policies of the president. I think that there's something about going to the White House and sitting in the Oval Office and meeting the President of the United States and thinking that you're important enough for the president to seek your company and be able to talk to you. I think that that intoxicates people, and it intoxicates people way up higher on the ladder of success than even talk show hosts. and I think that's basically...
Oh, yes, that fragrance is just emanating from these microphones.
So there you go.
Okay. Let's head over to Charles in Davis. Charles, hi. You're live with Michael Harrison and with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Charles.
Hi. The perception is, and I think it's a rumor that is true, is that Rush Limbaugh met once a week with Dick Cheney, certainly leading up to the 2004 election, but probably since then as well. And they do coordinate talking points, and I also believe that Phil Donahue is gone because of his attitude, his political attitude on TV, and I think there's clearly retribution and mutual.
I think it's about. I'm going to jump in here, Charles. I think if they're gone, it's about ratings. It's pure and simple.
He's gone because his show was old-fashioned and wasn't very good, and immediately they saw it wasn't going to be a hit, and it had nothing to do with his politics. It had to do with his economic viability for, I believe it was MSNBC at the time.
I thank you for the call, Charles. Is it true that Rush has been meeting on a periodic basis with Dick Cheney in the run-up to the 2004 election?
It's possible.
Cheney's always going on his show.
Yeah, it's possible that the two are buddies.
He better hope that they don't go hunting together.
one shot and that's the end of 600 stations.
Ash and Sack, hi, you're live with Michael Harrison out with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Ash.
Hello, Enid, and hello, Mike.
Hi.
My question is there any outlets right now that you feel are telling the truth? There's a lot of us out here that are disillusioned. We've stopped watching a lot of media shows and stopped listening to a lot of radio because it is so far either way.
I think that there are a lot of outlets that are good-spirited and want to tell the truth. I think that most people in this country are truthful. I think that both the left and the right, journalists mean well. But I think that the truth is elusive. I think the world is far more complicated than we realize. And I think that the biggest enemy of the truth is the fact that we have a short attention span in our society and we have a diminishing level of education, and that news departments and journalism operations are owned by companies that also are in the entertainment business. And as a result, we are not giving the American public through mass media a real deep, rich view of what's happening in the world based upon trying to inform, but rather we're trying to entice, we're trying to entertain, we're trying to sell products. And as a result, there is a blurry line between entertainment and reality, and that is the problem. The biggest enemy of our country, the biggest terror that we face in this country is ignorance. Ignorance will undermine our democracy.
Thank you very much for the call, Ash. Well, first of all, let me just say it to you. You didn't hear me say it, but I think it was a novelist of the caliber of Solzhenitsyn or somebody who said you should never use the word reality without quotation marks around it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and truth has a lot of complexity to it. I mean, people tell you the truth as they see it.
Right.
And as they are, but we all, you know, it's the old ant on the elephant. If you're on the tusk part, you think the elephant is made of ivory. So I think when I'll think of his last name. He was a doctor. He had it up Sloan Kettering in New York. And his book, Lives of a Cell, won maybe the National Book Award. And he said he had come to believe that all of us are sort of part of one large and vast organism, specialized parts of one large and vast organism. So I think somehow when we all sort of put our heads together, maybe some viable version of the truth emerges, whatever the truth may consist of. And the other part of that equation is, I don't know if you saw the research, but 41% of graduate students cannot compare two editorials with each other or read the instructions and understand them, comprehend them on the front of a medicine bottle.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that, I mean, I couldn't believe that research. I hope it's not true. Andrew in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Michael Harrison and with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Enid, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Hey, Michael, how are you doing today?
Real fine, thank you.
Well, if I could start, instead of, you know, what's true, you know, the quality of, how would you rate Keith Olbermann, even though he's television? He's very, at least on this side of the political spectrum, what I think. Fairly popular and quite eloquent, especially on his final part. How'd you rate him?
All right, Andrew, we're going to take we're going to say goodbye to you because your phone is breaking up, but I think I know what you said, and I thank you for the call. Did you hear him, Michael?
He asked me how do I rate Keith Olbermann.
Yes, even though he's television rather than radio.
Well, yeah, and radio and television are very related now, right now, in terms of talk radio and talk TV. I think that Olbermann is a pretty honest guy, and I think that his show is very, very fresh. I've been on it several times. I think there's a comedic aspect to it. I think that it's very closely related to the kind of satire that Jon Stewart does more overtly. I think there's a huge entertainment quality to it, which of course makes it suspect, but that doesn't mean it's not true.
Well, you know, if you're talking about ratings and revenues, you need to present what the truth as you see it in the most compelling package.
Yeah, in a nutshell, I think that people have to watch a variety of television shows, listen to a variety of radio shows, read a lot of newspapers, talk to a lot of people, keep open minds, be skeptical, and realize that no one source has a monopoly on the truth. And that's it. I mean, it's that simple. That's why it comes back to education. It comes back to being smart and discriminating. And I don't mean that in the negative sense. I mean to pick and choose what you want to believe. And then still be skeptical and be willing to open your mind and be willing to change your mind. We don't have enough of that. There's too much of, I don't change my mind. I just, you know, I know what I think. My opinion is solid and that's it.
Well, you know, what's interesting about talk radio is that a community is created. I was at Tim Russert was in town the other night speaking here. And it was part of a speaker series. And when they welcomed the audience, they've been doing it for quite a while. So they pretty much got it down. Toward the end, before they introduced Tim Russert, MC said, say hello to the people on your left and on your right because you're going to be seeing them throughout the season. They're going to, you know, you have your seats for the series, and they're going to be your seatmates throughout the season. And once that happened, the whole auditorium burst out in conversation and smiles. And before then, everybody had been inhabiting their own separate universes. It was a small thing, but it reminded us that we are part of a community. And I think that's one of the wonderful things about talk radio. You might have friends that are not politically interested or interested in the same kinds of issues that you are interested in, but you can come together in this community that we create here with people who want to discuss those issues as well. So the whole issue of community, can you address it?
Well, I do agree it's community, and I do believe that media is the nervous system of the human condition. It is an extension of the brain, and it really is a machine that isn't, just as a wheel is an extension of the foot, media is an extension of the human intelligence and the human nervous system. And we are a community, but we also have to recognize that we're a community of specialized cells, and that the different cells have different interests and different functions. And we have to respect the differences as well as try to seek, you know, commonality. Tolerance is the key.
Oh, tolerance. Well, some of us are intolerant of tolerance. Oh, just kidding. Yeah. My guest is Michael Harrison, who is the editor of Talkers Magazine. I still haven't talked about the elections with you.
I do have to run soon.
Okay. Then let me make it, and then I'll ask you the question now. Talk to me about the role you see talk radio playing in the coming elections, if any significant role.
Talk radio is nothing more than a forum. Talk radio does not have a mind. Talk radio is not a monolithic entity. Talk radio unto itself has no power. Talk radio is a popular theater. It's a popular stage upon which different people play and different voices are heard. So therefore, it'll remain a very, very viable and useful public forum that all kinds of ideas and conversations will take place upon, and that's the role it will play in the election. You cannot make people do what they do not have a preconceived notion or predisposed to do. And no matter how, there's no medium that's that powerful unto itself.
With iPods, with all the electronic competition for people's attention, what is radio doing right now, talk radio specifically? Is it growing? Is it plateaued?
Talk radio is not being influenced by iPods, other than there are nice podcasts that accompany good talk radio shows. Music radio is the medium that's being affected by all these other media, and I think you'll see FM music stations have big problems in the coming years.
But what about talk radio? Is it growing? Is it flat, or is it declining?
Talk radio is growing. It'll continue to grow. It'll expand to the FM band, and it's certainly doing very well within the world of podcasting. It also will flourish on the Internet as streaming becomes bigger and bigger.
Michael Harrison, editor of Talkers Magazine, thank you so much for joining us today. Lots of fun, as always, and illuminating as well.
Thank you, Enid.
You are welcome. Let's do it again.
Right.
I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, I hope to expand more on this. Wow, can you hear me? That was excellent. My microphone just went out right when I was about to say, people, slow down. That was scary up there in the high sides of AM. Northbound 99, just eastbound 50, we have a three-car crash blocking freeway service there. Marconi Avenue at Howe Avenue, eastbound I-80 at Northgate Boulevard, northbound I-5 just south of Arena Boulevard, and southbound 99 just north of Fruit Ridge Road. We have a two-car crash, just above that, not even a quarter mile by Fruit Ridge Road and southbound 99. We have a three-car crash, and due to a hit and run. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
While they're slinging mud, we're slinging the truth.
Perhaps you should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320LeftChannel.com.
The internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me.
You and me is that.
the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of truths.
Talk to Enid now. 349-1320.
.448 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Before 9:13:20, 866-626-1320. We apologize to those of you who couldn't talk to Michael directly, but he had to go. I have to take exception to Michael. I like him a lot, and I certainly get Talkers Magazine, and he's certainly an icon in the talk radio world, and the go-to guy for anything about talk radio, and quoted extensively. But I have to say that there are some of us around who are, let me talk about my show. I am interested, and only interested, in doing an authentic show. I don't take positions that I don't believe in. Now, I'm sure there are plenty of hosts who do that. I've known hosts who pretended to be liberal in order to get a gig, and other hosts who pretended to be conservative in order to get a gig. I knew a host who pretended to be Christian when it served her purposes, or Jewish when it didn't, or when it did. I knew another host who had a long, teary conversation on the air about her mother committing suicide, and then the mother shows up in the studio a month later. So, you know what? I think the best of human interaction is authentic. And the one thing that Russer did say, I mean, he was pretty much a bore the other night, I got to say. He wouldn't take a position on anything. Now that it's slightly safe to criticize Dickey, well, now he's sticking his head out of his hidey hole and criticizing him slightly. But not when it mattered. These guys were all very career-oriented and career-driven. And if it wasn't going to fly with the audience, they weren't going to say it, no matter what the truth was. But what he said was, Russert said was, people are hungry for authenticity. And I agree with that. And I think we're all also hungry to be challenged, intellectually, challenged, to be thinking once in a while. I just think we've all been drinking at that stale trough of the ideas that we see merchandised and packaged in a lot of conservative talk radio and a lot of television. Everybody's drinking at the same stale trough of ideas and shows and stuff. And what happened was, in the old days, I think before there was radio and television to the extent that there is now, and a million channels, which you can have cable or satellite, and there's still nothing to watch, people use their imagination more. They told stories. You know, I can remember my grandparents and parents talking about a time when people sat around and told stories and exercised their imagination, not rented other people's visions by movies or by whatever. So that, with that disclaimer, yes, if you are doing commercial radio, you need to be profitable. You do need to have ratings and revenues, but I believe the way to that happy place is when you're doing really good, authentic, compelling talk radio. And I wonder how you feel about it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, nothing's changed since last time we spoke about the traffic. A little slow southbound 99, 50 I-5 at J Street. That's northbound I-5 at J Street. And southbound I-5 at J Street, there's a three-car crash. Coming back, Madison Avenue at Hemlock, we have a two-car crash. 50 for the low, 81 for the high, and we are at 79 at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Doing full frontal talk radio, AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
Friday in the morning with Tony Scott and Sid.
Oh, God, what are we going to have to do now?
Bottoms Up with John Doolittle.
Oh, this is the drinking game we were talking about. I love this.
It's a great idea. We're going to replay the Brown Doolittle debate from last week. Anytime certain phrases and words are spoken, we have to drink. Your phrase...
What is my phrase?
...is either Bay Area or gay.
Oh, the gay. And Andy's is going to be... Oh, I love this. ACLU?
ACLU.
But what about both of us taking a swig?
If NAMBLA comes
NAMBLA,
up,
gotcha.
We both have to drink. Friday's morning, we talk with Scott and Sims on AM 1320. Details at 1320leftchannel.com.
Hey, listen.
Listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Little sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Thursday edition of Enid's Vibe, yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. We've been talking about talk radio. Let's go to the phones. Bill in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
What I was going to say about it, what I appreciate about your show is I'm a very conservative liberal. And there are some things I'm liberal about and some things I'm conservative about. And what I appreciate is talk radio where both sides can be expounded without one being right and the other one being wrong. It's like challenge us.
Are we doing that here? We try.
I know, and that's one of the things I appreciate. Like one time I called that guy used to be on that 1530 station in the evening to challenge something on him, and as soon as I started to challenge him, I said, you don't know what you're talking about, and I got cut off. Rather than saying, well, I don't agree with you, which I've heard you take on people that don't agree with
you. Well, it's a more interesting conversation. If everybody was on the same page, you know, we have an echo chamber.
I mean, and that's one of the things I think people appreciate and need, because it's like if you read the Sacramento Bee just to pick on a newspaper, you're only getting that side of the story. And if you want another paper that maybe has a different slant on it,
Whitney. Some unexpectedly strong corporate earnings reports propelled the Dow higher today. It closed for the first time above 12,000 with 11 points to spare. Now the question is, will it stay at this level? CBS News correspondent Trish Regan is following the market.
There are a few traders out there that are urging caution. They're saying, look, take a step back, reassess, make sure that this rally is built on fundamentals.
And for those who've been sitting on the sidelines, strategist Al Goldman at A.G. Edwards says this is not the time to jump in.
Now that we're at that magical level, I'll refer back to an old market bromide. You buy the wake and you sell the wedding. Well, today we saw the bride and groom walking down the aisle.
Gasoline prices may have gone as low as they're going to get. OPEC, with support from Saudi Arabia, has agreed to cut production by more than 1 million barrels a day. Analyst David Purcell at Pickering Energy in Houston says it's an effort to stop the price slide.
Oil prices 10 weeks ago were in the high 70s, let's call it $78 a barrel. Today, 10 weeks later, it's 58. So prices have come down fairly rapidly to a level at which the OPEC countries don't want to see oil prices go much lower.
U.S. intelligence suspects a ship that just left North Korea might be carrying military equipment in defiance of the U.N. Security Council. CBS News correspondent David Martin broke the story.
The U.S. is tracking the ship through a variety of means, satellites, patrol planes, other ships. While U.S. officials are trying to figure out exactly what's on board and is it military equipment specifically prohibited by the sanctions.
With the possibility of a second nuclear test, China says it sent a high-level delegation to North Korea on a mission of major significance. President Bush got a rare chance to campaign for some of his fellow Republicans today, and CBS News correspondent Mark Noller went along.
Though many Republican candidates are keeping their distance from President Bush, not Virginia Senator George Allen. Facing charges of having used racial slurs, he welcomed Mr. Bush's help at a fundraiser.
There's no doubt in my mind this good man will win by getting the votes of Republicans,
discerning Democrats, and wise independents.
Earlier in the day, Mr. Bush campaigned for Pennsylvania Congressman Don Sherwood, whose bid for re-election is marred by his admission of a five-year extramarital affair with a woman 35 years younger. Mark Knoller, CBS News, with the president in Richmond, Virginia.
About an hour ago, convicted killer Michael Dwayne Johnson was to have been put to death in Texas, but he beat the executioner to the punch. Early today, Johnson was found dead in his cell. Prison officials say he'd slashed his throat with a homemade knife. The Nasdaq gained 3 points today, while the Dow stole all the thunder. Nasdaq closed at 2340. This is CBS News.
You, playing Texas Hold'em with Mozart, fairies, kings, queens, albino aardvarks, karaoke singing koalas, the Sun City kickball team, wearing flippers, Sasquatch and Nessie holding hands at sunset in the Grand Canyon. Dreams, they can be strange and magical, but if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other, approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence, so you can get to sleep, and maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if you're insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1, CRN Prevention Magazine, or visit Rosarum.com.
Swimming babies, dancing babies, singing babies.
It's a heads up for hospitals. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports.
Concerned about an explosion of drug-resistant infections, the government is issuing new prevention and control guidelines.
It's a growing problem in hospitals and healthcare facilities,
says the CDC's Dr. John Jernigan. In 1972, only 2% of the bacteria that causes staph infections resisted antibiotics. Now it's more than 63%. The guidelines warn hospitals to carefully track infections, and if their strategies aren't working, they need to make changes. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
In the final weeks before the midterm elections, another political scandal, this one in Orange County, California. Republican leaders are calling on their candidate for Congress to withdraw from the race. Tan Nguyen, who's challenging Democratic incumbent Loretta Sanchez, has been linked to a letter that falsely tells Hispanic immigrants they could go to jail for voting. Nguyen denies involvement but says he's fired a member of his staff who might have been responsible. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Five minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. If you are just joining us, we've been a lot of places today. Bill Angelides is picked up one more point, so he's trailing Arnold by about 8 points now. He is now attempting to look into Arnold's character, in case Arnold has any. It's a little late in the game for it, and I think people have already decided that Arnold has no character and they have moved on. They don't really care. And we were talking about talk radio in the last hour. Also talking about e-voting and what a chaos that's going to be. Machines delivered to Yolo County, and turns out that the audio portion, I think these are for people who are blind, only in Vietnamese. So it's a mess, and it's going to be a mess all over the country and in many, many places. So God help us. And remember, the guy who put that whole thing together is Robert Ney on his way to the pokey. Never mind that he still hasn't resigned from Congress, and he's still drawing his paycheck, and nobody's making him resign from Congress. I saw an editorial in the B, and it was it talked about a girl who had a McClatchy High School student. I think she's about 14, 13 years old. She put up on MySpace cartoon dagger and saying, you know, bad things about Bush, kill Bush, she says, and the MySpace site. And she was visited, her mother was visited by the Secret Service. And the mother said, you know, my daughter will be home shortly. And wait for her to come back from school, but the Secret Service did not, and they said okay, but then they left, and they pulled her out of class to question her. Now, the mother received a message eventually from her daughter saying that the agents pulled her out of her biology class at McClatchy High. And though there have been attempts to change the law, in California, parents do not have to be notified when their children are questioned at school by law enforcement. So let me give you this again. By law, California parents do not have to be notified when their children are questioned at school by law enforcement officers. Well, we have an initiative on the ballot that is going to require, this is Prop 85, that if teenage girls, if they're underage, if they're pregnant, and they are looking to terminate the pregnancy, they've got to get permission from their parents. So parental notification would be required under this proposition, but parental notification is not required when the government, when the Secret Service, when law enforcement comes in to question your children. That, no parental notification is required for. But this abortion initiative allegedly puts the focus on girls' welfare. If girls get permission for anything, it seems to me, it ought to be to have sex in the first place when you're, you know, 13, 14, 15. I don't know how old you are, but I guess that's an old song that nobody wants to sing anymore. But here it is. Supporters contend that parental notification, which is not required in California, law enforcement comes in and talks to your kids, but they want to have it required in the case of a teenage girl getting pregnant and wanting to terminate that pregnancy. I don't know how you legislate a conversation in a family. I don't know how that's possible to do. And I do see the greater harm in these girls paying a far greater price, because I think if there was conversation to be had in the family, it would have been had over this subject. And sometimes these kids are having sex and getting pregnant because they're acting out. So supporters contend that parental notification would help thwart sex between underage girls and adult men. Oh, please. This is like the death penalty. The death penalty is supposed to thwart your appetite for committing a capital crime because you might get the death penalty. Give me a break. Most crimes are committed when people are high or they're crimes of passion. It has nothing to do with any kind of logic. And I don't think sex has a great deal to do with logic. But what do I know? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I never noticed that there was a whole lot of reason going on around sex. But you can comment on that. In any event, supporters contend that parental notification would help thwart sex between underage girls and adult men, would it? Stating in the official voter information guide that, quote, secret abortions on minors in California are rarely reported to Child Protective Services, though these pregnancies are evidence of statutory rape and sexual abuse. The major backers of Prop 85 are James Holman, publisher of the weekly San Diego Reader, former State Assemblyman Don Sebastiani, who is a Sonoma County vintner, whose company produces Smoking Loon and Pepperwood Grove wines. So it's always men who are supporting these kinds of propositions, these kinds of initiatives. This is the second go-around for parental notification initiative. Proponents say that last year's offering, part of a long special election ballot, was a victim of the mass anti-initiative fervor in California. It also would have inserted a controversial definition of abortion into the state constitution. Opponents of Prop 85 say that the notification measure will be defeated again. In August, a field poll released data indicating that 45% of voters opposed the measure and 44% supported it. Last year, Prop 73 was defeated 53% to 47%. So in the field poll, Prop 85 says that the notification measure the opponents of Prop 85 think it's going to be defeated, but it doesn't look like it might. It looks like it's going to be very, very close. According to the Bixby Center for Reproductive Health Research and Policy at UC San Francisco, California's adolescent pregnancy rate actually fell by 46% over the last decade, from 102 to 55 per 1,000 women aged 15 to 17. Parental notification, said one observer, does not provide any benefits to parents. It doesn't help children and parents talk about sex. So, under the proposed law, a girl could seek, there is a loophole, there is a window here. If the law went through, if the proposition passed, a girl could seek a judicial exemption from notification. The measure specifies that the girl, whose identity would be kept confidential, must appear at a juvie court hearing that must be held within 2 days of her petition for a waiver. To grant the waiver, a judge would have to find that the girl was, quote, sufficiently mature and well-informed to decide whether to have an abortion. And this is not, by the way, a standard that anybody is using to have sex, that you need to be sufficiently mature and well-informed, are they? But in any event, that is the standard you need to have the abortion, or that notification of a parent was, quote, not in the best interest of the unemancipated minor. A judge would be obligated to rule within a day of the hearing, or the girl would automatically be granted a waiver. Well, for someone who is 15 years old, has no access to transportation, doesn't have 3 or 4 hours to spend on the phone, it is a daunting challenge, said the director of California Women's Law Center. I'm sure girls will figure it out, but I'm sure it will be when it's truly an emergency, which is when the girls are starting to show. So, Prop 85, requiring parental notification of underage termination of pregnancy. Is this a good idea or not? 349-1320-866-626-1320. We don't require parental notification when they haul your kid out of a high school class, your teenager, for making threats against the president. The Secret Service did that. And law enforcement comes in. No parental notification is required. Should that law be amended? So that parental notification be required for something like that, but not to terminate an abortion? Or to terminate a pregnancy, sorry? I think that this chips away. I'm against, notification, parental notification. It further chips away at Roe v. Wade, is what I think. And they keep coming back. If you think that abortions should not be legal, then don't have one. But this is the same kind of thinking of people who want to decide for you what kind of television you should be watching. If you don't like what's on, turn it off. But don't decide for me what I should or shouldn't be watching. And, John Carroll, one of the things we talked about recently was the situation in San Francisco where you had a San Francisco supervisor who is gay, and he is sharing a house with a woman who is a lesbian, and together they're raising their child. Which I think they had the old-fashioned way, but I'm not sure, since I wasn't there and I didn't examine whether or not a turkey baster was involved. But here's the breaking news non-flash, said John Carroll. Oh, and Pete Wilson got into a lot of trouble because he said this is an experiment. It's a travesty, but he called it an experiment. Partly, Pete Wilson of KGO Radio called it an experiment, partly because the two parents of the child are not in a romantic relationship. Well, John Carroll, who has some interesting thoughts in the Chronicle, says, here's the breaking news non-flash. It's all about experiment. Every adventure in parenting is trial and error, generally performed by people totally unqualified for the task. I think of myself at 23, which is how old I was when my first daughter was born, and I think, would I entrust an infant to this man? Absolutely not. I remember him well. He was barely sentient. He meant well, usually, but he was deeply ignorant. My wife and I used books written by alleged experts, much as one would use a car repair manual, except children are not cars, and sometimes the, quote, correct approach doesn't work, and then what? Oh, well, let's ask a 23-year-old idiot. He'll know. So here is what John Carroll is saying. John Carroll is saying all of parenting is an experiment. And here's what the law is saying. The law is trying to impose its own version of having conversations on parenting, trying to make it illegal not to have the conversation. I mean, I don't think you can legislate conversations between parents and children. I don't think you can legislate an ideal family. So here we are, Prop 85. Allegedly putting the focus on girls' welfare. But if girls should be getting parental permission for anything, it should be for having sex in the first place, don't you think? and there's no parental permission or notification required when they haul your kid out of a high school class for any law enforcement reason. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Should that all be changed? I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, we've got some traffic going on here, southbound 99, Broadway, Fruit Ridge, 47th, 12th, Elk Grove Boulevard, Laguna Boulevard, and just past Elk Grove Boulevard. So, in other words, the traffic on southbound 99 is pretty slow. Eastbound I-80, looking slow as well. And, well, Enid Live will continue. We're at 81 at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
We all want.
New rule. Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Thursday edition of Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. A couple things I want to add to the conversation. We talked earlier about this Orange County Republican who put out a letter. He says his staff did it. He denied knowing anything about it, intimidating anybody who was an immigrant against voting. And now, in a later plot twist, a further plot twist to the story, Orange County Republican leaders called for the withdrawal of this congressional candidate who allegedly put out trying to intimidate Hispanic voters from voting. They believed, so they are calling, the Republicans themselves are calling for this Republican to withdraw from this GOP congressional contest, and this is he's running against Loretta Sanchez, and I don't know that he has much of a chance. But anyway, so even the Republicans are saying he did the wrong thing. 349-1320. We're talking about Prop 85 and teen pregnancy and notification if your teen gets pregnant. Otherwise, they can't terminate the pregnancy. But you know, there's no notification required if law enforcement comes in and tries to haul your kid out of a class in high school. No parental notification for that, which I think there ought to be, actually, so that if the parent wants to lawyer up, they can do that. And we're talking about something we referenced earlier, a gay man and a gay woman having a child together but being not romantically involved. One talk host said this is a travesty, an experiment, and John Carroll, writing in the San Francisco Chronicle, says, hey, guess what? All parenting is an experiment. There are really no real roads to it. So we can discuss all of that, and particularly, I guess, if your kid gets pregnant, if notification is required, I think they ought to notify you if they're going to have sex and get your permission for that. How about that part? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Angela in Isleton. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Enid. I would just want to talk a little bit about Proposition 85. I think that in an ideal world, it would be fabulous if all of our daughters came to us when they were sexually active and came to us when they needed help in that area, but the fact is that they don't. Statistically, when girls do get pregnant under the age of 18, most of them do go to their parents for help to seek an abortion because it's such a trying time. This proposition, it's really going to affect the at-risk youth, the girls that can't turn to their parents, the girls that have nowhere to turn. They might live in an abusive home, they could be pregnant because of incest, they could be homeless and literally have nowhere to go. They don't need a judge, they need counseling. So
I agree with you, and you can't legislate having a family conversation.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's just, you know, that's not the way it works. And so it's absolutely crucial that we vote no on this. And, you know, not to mention the fact that it's just, you know, if it passes, it's just a little chip at chipping away at Roe versus Wade.
Absolutely.
That's what they want to do.
But, you know, according to the polling and the most recent data that I have here was in August, it's very close. It's a 45 to 44%. So I think everybody's got to get on the stick here and keep this from happening.
It is very close, and I agree. If we all just inform our friends, inform everybody we know on this proposition, I think it's pretty much a common sense proposition, and I'm hoping that it's not going to pass. And there's a lot of information on www.noon85.com. And
noon85.com.
Yes, so we all really need to rally behind this one.
Don't you think it's interesting it's always men who are behind these things?
I'm sorry, what?
Don't you think it's always interesting that it's men who are usually behind these things? They're the most vociferous of the anti-abortion crowd, men.
Oh, yes, it always is men. And, in fact, this is one individual man in Southern California that has a lot of money to throw at us. It wasn't even a group of people that decided they want to do this. It was one rich individual that wants to press his beliefs on the rest of the state. Also, they've done nothing to reduce teen pregnancy. They don't want to talk about sex. They don't want to give out contraception. They just want to outlaw abortion for underage girls. It's just ridiculous. It does nothing.
Thank you very much for your comments, Angela, and for the information on the website as well. I appreciate it. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Is it Sharshat in Sacramento? Sharshat, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320.
Okay, thank you, Enid. I'm really upset, Enid, first of all, for the comments that you make that this is only a man thing. Oh, so what? Even if it is, so what? I mean, if we say something about, you know, some issue that women mostly are concerned with, we don't say, oh, it's a women thing. But it's a man.
Well, men can't get pregnant, and men can't deal, yeah. You know, you're never going to have to deal with the same issues on this matter that a woman will.
Yeah,
but it's interesting that they're usually men who are the prime movers of anti-abortion legislation.
Look, I'm not talking about women. I'm talking about kids. I can make a decision for a kid who cannot even drink. That kid doesn't know what is good for her. Doesn't know. I cannot make.
Well, why didn't that kid get permission to have sex in the first place?
Well, if I can.
Why don't you make a law about that? If you want to have sex, you gotta get a permission slip.
You know, I'm not going all the way to the other extreme in order to prove a point. If my girl wanted my permission to have sex, you know, I would be really happy. But that's not going to happen. But I can have control over what I can control. My daughter cannot have pierced her body.
But your daughter can get pulled out of a classroom by law enforcement without your consent and without your notification. Now, is that something that should happen?
That's wrong. But
all right.
That doesn't mean that because this is wrong, the other thing is wrong.
Well, but listen, how are you going to legislate a conversation between you and your daughter if your daughter doesn't really want to tell you about this? Maybe your daughter thinks that you're gonna say no, or maybe that she can't talk to you about it, or maybe you're the reason that she's acting out and got herself pregnant in the first place.
Again, she's not old enough to make that kind of a decision.
Well, if she was old enough, let me tell you, Sharshad, if she was old enough to get herself pregnant, she's old enough to make the decision about it. She's old enough to decide that she's going to have sex, wiggle, 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 in the back seat of the car. She's old enough to figure out what to do about the consequences.
Of course not. That's one of the...
She's old enough to have a child. She's old enough to decide whether she's going to have a child.
Well, she can have it. My daughter, first of all, going back to your question, I would definitely raise my daughter in a way that she can talk to me. But even if this is a very...
Well, you may intend that, and I'm sure all parents intend that, but it doesn't always come out that way.
You know, you got to let me speak, okay? You keep breaking me. I lose my train of thought when you keep doing this. But my daughter, this is not a break, make or break decision for me to make it. This is very important to me, but I do not choose my candidate based on that. It's something very important. We have so many other things to be concerned about than the abortion at this time. So if everything is not fine, I would make my decision based on this.
Well, if your daughter came to you and said, I want to have an abortion, what would you do?
Depends on the situation. Where she is. I personally, if it happens today, I would try to look for an option that I can keep the kid. If she doesn't want it, she doesn't want it. I take care of the kid.
But you're going to make her have that kid.
Yes, of course. She's under my care and she's young.
You're going to make her go through something that some people die from. Childbearing is not this, drive-by kind of a deal where it's easy breezy. Now, Sharshad, how many children have you given birth to?
Well, none.
Oh.
Yes, but I was there when my children were coming to.
But you didn't have to. Your life was not at risk.
Well,
so you're happy to put your underage child's life at risk so that you can feel better about the outcome you think should happen.
If you think about risk is everywhere. Not just with.
Well, I think that people, if the death penalty is no deterrent, then having to get permission for an abortion will certainly not be a deterrent. And letting people know that having children. It could be life-threatening is not a deterrent either, apparently.
Definitely. It's not a means for abortion. I mean, this is not has nothing to do with it. This is after the fact. If it happens, then I want to be there, make a decision, make it right.
Well, I don't think that you're the... You know what? I don't think you should be the one making the decision to have your child have that baby. It can be very risky to her health, mental and physical. But on this one, I think we're going to have to agree to disagree, Sharshad. I hope you call us again, and I thank you very much for your thoughts. 349-1320, what do you think about what he had to say? If it's up to... He wants to make that decision, and he's going to make her have the kid. And it doesn't matter that there are physical risks involved in having children. They'll put it up for adoption, but she's going to have to go through that process, the mental and physical trauma. Now, maybe some of you will say, well, look, if you're going to put yourself in the position of getting pregnant, you need to deal with the consequences. Well, I don't know about that. If you're going to get permission for anything, parental permission, get parental permission. We're going to make up some pink slips here where you have to get parental permission to have sex in the first place. Charles in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Charles.
I can see both sides of this thing, but it sounds like you're advocating the old enough to bleed, old enough to breed point of view.
Wait, I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, if they have their menstrual cycles, they're capable of getting pregnant at whatever age they are, and...
But if they're engaging in sex, there's a certain sexual precocity going on.
That's a part and parcel with it. you know, I just think that I agree with Shoshana. There, many of them might be too young to make that decision for themselves, and there's risks both having the child as well as not having the child and aborting it. Risks on both sides of that question, but no, I think I think you
so
can.
So yes or no? Yes or no on 85? Yes or no on 85?
I think you can legislate a family discussion.
I don't think you can do it. You know, you couldn't legislate prohibition. You can't legislate stuff. I don't see how you can do it. How about legislating monogamy? Let's do that. You know what? Let's make a law about that. Charles, I thank you for the call. Let's have a law about legislating monogamy, shall we? Liza in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Liza.
How are you doing, Enid?
I'm well, thank you.
Just on the parental notification thing, I'm a former social worker, and the law, again, is not, well, I don't know, it's intended to be for everybody, but the basic of the law is for those people and those young people who do not have parents who are involved, or it's, you know, the victim of sexual abuse by their own family or something. And
yeah, that's right. How can you go to, and how can you, or family friend, or, you know, the priest down the road, like Mark Foley is alleging, naming a name today. He named a name.
Exactly. And for those folks who do not have the ability to be in touch with their parents and doing the communication and so on, they need to have the option to be able to take their own decision into their own hands.
And how about the goody two-shoes who has a reputation,
exactly.
who has a very serious reputation to maintain?
Exactly. And the, you know, most kids in families where the communication is good and where the parental responsibility is you know, very well in hand and all of that, they're going to talk with their parents. They're going to be able to make a family decision.
Oh, I think something just happened. Something just dropped off. Thank you for the call. I don't know what happened there. 349-1320, 866, 620-6-1320. Teresa in Stockton. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Teresa.
Hi. I'm going to make this actually really quick because I'm not really in a good area, but I think that if at the age of 14 or 15, the courts can decide whether or not to try me as an adult if I commit a crime, shouldn't I be also old enough to make a decision that's going to affect the rest of my life?
Wow, that's a good argument. I forgot about that. A lot of courts do try you as an adult, depending on the nature of the crime. Very good point, Teresa. That's a good argument.
Okay.
I thank you for making
for
it.
Listening.
Yeah, you're welcome. 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Perfect. It is, I think, anyway. I-80, it seems to be northbound and southbound I-5 by J Street. We have a disabled vehicle just slowing traffic down a little bit. Slow right around Mather and northbound Cap City Freeway just south of El Camino. We have a two-car crash slowing things down a little bit. Watt Avenue and Longview Drive, a two-car crash slowing things down over there on the right-hand side. Enid Live will continue. We are at 81 at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm just going to say right now what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall where they may.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Subliminal, my America.
whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it, extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
By 40 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. We are talking about, we don't have a line open, and when we do, I'll give you the numbers again. But we're talking about Prop 85 requiring a parent to sign off on a teenage abortion. If your daughter requires an abortion, she will need permission from you in order to have it to terminate the pregnancy. No parental notification is required if law enforcement comes and hauls your kid out of a school class. That's not required. But I think if you're going to require parental notification of anything, require parental notification to have, you know, permission slip to have sex when you're, that's what I think. And one of our callers just called to make the point that at 14, some kids are tried as adults. So I think you get to make that decision. They're going to try you as an adult. You get to make that decision yourself. 349, I can't give you the numbers because the lines are full, but they'll open up. Jennifer in Fair Oaks, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to make the point that this, at first I find it interesting that the people that are calling and so vehemently, advocating parental notification, again, to your point, seem to be men. It's like, what's with that?
Yeah.
This whole, you need to control my body. And the second thing I need to say is that when I was 14, I was raped by my grandfather. And the interesting thing is that my parents and I had very open discussion. We were very, forthwith with sexual conversations, and we had decided that I wouldn't date till I was 16 and all kinds of rules, you know, about my sexuality and open lines of communication. But let me tell you something. If I had to go to my parents, and I did become pregnant, if I had to go to my parents and request permission to terminate the pregnancy from this upstanding Mormon pillar of the community, I would have been victimized again, plus the devastation that would have happened to my family. I can't even begin to...
Did you ever tell them that your grandfather impregnated you?
To this day, they don't know that I became pregnant. They do know that he, the term I used was molested me, and that was after his death, and he left me a whole bunch of money.
He did. Guilt.
A whole bunch of money, and everyone thought, what's that about? Well, and I promptly gave it away to Planned Parenthood. And it was, my family was confused, and I just came clean. I said, it's blood money. He molested me, and we don't need to talk about it. And he's dead, and good riddance. And
was this maternal or fraternal? Your mom's dad, or your?
It was my father's father.
Your father's father, and nobody did they ever have a clue about him?
Not a clue. No, he was one of those people that you laugh about. You would never suspect he was a minister. He was a Boy Scout leader. Always the first people I suspect.
Right.
And you say, oh, my God, somebody was molested. Oh, my God, was he a minister or a Boy Scout leader?
Did he help you, and how old were you at that time?
I was 14, and no, he did not.
How did you, were abortions legal at that time?
Yes, just. And I got a ride to Planned Parenthood, and so I...
So you were able to figure it out. You were smart enough to know that you needed to go to Planned Parenthood.
And, you know, honest to this, I can't tell you to this day how I figured it out. It was probably through older friends at school, you know, and I never let on that it was somebody in my family. All I can say is the thought that they would have had to call my parents to get permission. And the chances are what would have happened is that I would have lied and said, you know,
it's a boyfriend.
Sexually active, yeah. Even though I didn't have a boyfriend.
You know, I think you ought to, well, what do I know? You, I'm sure, have probably had professional conversations about this. But what? Why not spill the beans now fully and really keep it, bring it out? Let me tell you a story. And the story is there's a woman in Denver who was Miss America, and you may have heard of her, Marilyn Vandiver.
Mm-hmm.
She came, and maybe you even read her book. She is the sister-in-law of a friend of mine. She came from an extremely prominent Denver family. She was a debutante, and she, you know, went to CU, and she was gorgeous. And her parents were very socially prominent, rich, four beautiful daughters, I think. And the father, who was really good-looking, and there are always pictures of him in top hat and tie and tails and all that, was sleeping with all of his daughters. He molested all four of his daughters. I think there were four. According to Marilyn, he molested all of them. And she finally came out with it, and eventually, you know, it was a long, long process, but she eventually wrote a book about it. Her mother didn't want to believe it because it was about the father. I think all the parents are gone now.
Mm-hmm.
But that was another kind of, the same kind of case. So why would you not, since they know that there was a molestation, what is served by not saying, what is served by keeping the rest of it quiet, and what is served by not keeping the rest of it quiet? In other words, if you were to say, look, this is what really happened, would that, what would happen?
You know, what's interesting is I just never thought about it until we're just having this conversation. The power has always been in the silence.
Well, the power should be in the transparency of it.
Exactly, and I just never really thought about it, but it's almost like we're talking now, and I feel like I sort of have a responsibility.
How many years ago was it that you said you got to the sentence out, or the phrase out, sexual molestation, when you let your parents know? How many years ago was that?
It was over 15 or...
Are your parents still alive?
My father's dead. And he died shortly after that, and my mother's still alive.
You ought to tell her, I think. But you know what? We should ask for a psychiatrist to call in and give us some advice. But I don't know. I think there's something healing about telling the truth, and not for you. You, in carrying this around, my view of it is you continue to protect your grandfather and your father, and neither one are around anymore.
Well, in some strange way, that's right. But then hearing this issue about this ridiculous, ridiculous proposition that seeks to, again, just further victimize women and further put them under the control of men who, like, as you said, if you don't want an abortion, do not have one. It's that simple. Just stay out of legislating my body. Stay out of legislating conversations with my family. And that guy that said, oh, yes, it's possible to legislate a conversation. Is he high?
No, Jennifer, he's low.
Oh, my gosh. Pull your head out. I mean, really, out of whatever cave or opening it's in, but you're not going to legislate anything. I mean, you can't legislate my grandfather's Johnson, and there's a law against that, right?
Right. Well, you know, Bill Clinton, you do know that Bill Clinton was going to write his biography. It was going to be called The Johnson Years, but we'll leave it there. Jennifer, report back. If you decide to spill the beans, we'd like to hear about it. And it's, of course, none of our business, but I thank you for a brave and really, really moving phone call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Ingrid in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ingrid.
Hi. Hey, it just seems to me that this opens up the door again to back alley. When young girls can't and there are going to be young girls who cannot speak to their parents, and having this child isn't going to happen. So now we're opening the doors to sending women and girls back to the back alleys again, and that terrifies me.
I agree with you. I think in every way, and wait, it gets even worse than this. There's a federal law in process. I don't quite remember how far it's gotten. Maybe everybody's voted on it, but it's not going to get passed, or I don't know what. But it would criminalize anybody who accompanied an underage girl, where, you know, if there were states where either abortion was illegal or parental notification was required, if an adult accompanied an underage girl out of state to a state where it was all perfectly legal and you didn't need parental notification, that adult would be criminalized under federal law.
God, they need to just leave us alone and let us do what we want with our bodies. And the men need to stay out of it. I'm like Jennifer, all these guys that are calling, you know, they're not having abortions, they're not having babies. I'm not clear that they really have a right to have that much of an opinion about it one way or another, you know?
Hi, thank you for the call, Ingrid. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you so much, Enid. We've got lows tonight right around 50. It seems that the weather's just absolutely gorgeous for the next couple of days. I mean, we're seeing 81, 82 this weekend, 79, 80. And our traffic, Madison Avenue at Winding Oak, we have a two-car crash. There's quite a bit, actually, north on Cap City Freeway, just south of El Camino, south Bend I-5 at Arena, Walnut Avenue at Cypress, eastbound 50 at 84, Watt Avenue at Longview, Sunrise Boulevard at Suncrest and 50, and westbound 50 just east of Stockton Boulevard, Marconi Avenue and Howe Avenue, all slow. Traffic is moving very slow over there. Don Julio Boulevard at Antelope, two-car crash slowing things down. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The truth, according to Enid, will set you free.
Really?
Call her now at
349-1320.
Hello, hi, how are you? Boxcar.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Miss Romney,
what drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cache Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit CacheCreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Way Home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Memories are just weighing down.
5:53 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320. I hope you're doing your homework assignment of telling 3 to 5 people every day that we are here. The lines are full. They'll open up. We're talking about Prop 85 requiring that teens notify their parents, teen girls notify their parents if they're pregnant and if they're thinking of terminating the pregnancy, otherwise no abortion. And there's no parental notification required if law enforcement comes in and questions your children in class. Then no notification there. No notification if your kids are going to have sex. No pink slips there. No permission slips there. Paulette in El Dorado Hills. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Paulette.
Hi, Enid. I'm good to talk to you.
Thank you.
So I've been listening. I'm driving on the way home if I fade in and out. But I've been listening when the men called, and I think what frustrated and angered me with the men is that they didn't want to be notified before their daughters would have an abortion because they were concerned about their health. They wanted to be notified because they wanted to prevent the abortion.
Right.
And there's a difference. You know,
these men, just an older version, if their girlfriends ever got pregnant, a lot of them don't want to be notified. Those guys are heading for the bushes.
That's true. But if parental notification because of the risk to the child is what they wanted, they could say, parents have to be notified after the fact so they can watch for health things. But they don't want to be notified after the fact. They want to be notified ahead of time so they can prevent it. And I think that's wrong. I think that if a girl's old enough to make the decision to be sexually active, she ought to be able to decide what to do with her body.
I agree with you, and I think that's a really good argument, Paulette. I thank you for making it. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Greg in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Greg.
Hi. I just would like to get one clarification. Does this law require parental notification or parental permission? There's a big difference.
Well, I'm not sure I can make that distinction.
Well, the distinction's obvious. If it requires parental permission, then the girl can't.
I think it's probably permission. I think the parents have to. You know what? That is a really good question.
Yeah.
That is a really good question. Parental notification is what the piece says.
Yeah, because if it's only parental notification, the girl can say, "Mom, Dad, I'm going to have an abortion. If you don't like it, tough."
Okay. That's really a good. You know what? That is really a good point.
So that's all I wanted to say. So I'll
excellent point. Thanks for making it, Greg. 349, opens up a line, 349-1320. Andy in Rockland. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Enid. Nice to meeting you on the phone.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, I have some points to make on Proposition 85. I think this has been taken completely out of perspective for the simple reason that it's parental notification, not permission so much that we're talking about. And I think parents have a right to, if you've got a right to have a child. Especially for a minor child, it involves so many things, you know, financial things.
All right, so what's your position on Prop 85?
I'm definitely for it, and it's not because of the macho thing. It's not because of a man, you know, or a sexist kind of thing. You know, I just feel that parents can aid. If I have a daughter, I would definitely.
Yeah, but you can. Are you gonna? It's certainly it's better if the parents are involved. But can you legislate that?
Well, we're legislating the fact that parents need to be informed.
All right, let's legislate.
They can have a discussion on it, and they can definitely. Like child might not know that if you have an abortion, you might, hamper your chances of having a child later.
It
can have so many deleterious effects.
WTC, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Left Channel.
Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. North Korea may be testing U.N. sanctions. CBS News correspondent David Martin reports exclusively that satellites and spy planes are tracking a North Korean ship that might be carrying banned military equipment.
U.S. intelligence tracks every ship that leaves or enters North Korean ports, and it has been doing that for years and years. And there are instances, most of which have never become public, in which one of these ships will pull into a port in a country that has relations with the U.S., and the U.S. will arrange with that country to go on board and search the ship.
So far, no decision on how to handle this one. The ship's destination isn't clear. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice continued her diplomatic offensive in South Korea, where she offered public assurances of U.S. support.
The United States takes its obligations under our defense arrangements very seriously and will act on those obligations.
A high-level Chinese delegation has left Pyongyang after delivering a message to North Korean leader Kim Jong-il, presumably a strong warning against further nuclear tests. The Dow hit the magic number today and then some, closing at 12,011. CBS News correspondent Trish Regan tells us strong corporate profits gave investors confidence.
There was a lot of good news out of the corporate earnings sector today. Apple came through with higher than expected earnings. Also, Pfizer, Coca-Cola helped things along. So this was all good news for traders who want to make sure that corporate America is doing well.
Oil prices may have bottomed out. OPEC just reached an agreement to cut production by 1.2 million barrels a day. It's an effort to stop the decline that's seen oil prices fall more than 25% since mid-July. Mark Foley, who resigned from Congress in disgrace for sending salacious emails to teenage pages, claims he was molested in his youth by a Roman Catholic priest. That priest, 72-year-old Anthony Murcieka, acknowledges a relationship with Foley that, in retrospect, might be considered inappropriate. He lives on the Maltese island of Gozo, where CBS News correspondent Katie Couric reached him by phone today.
Are you still claiming that these encounters were all perfectly innocent?
Well, I mean, at the time, we didn't think they were malicious, you know.
Murcieka says there might have been one sexual encounter, but he was taking tranquilizers and drinking at the time and doesn't remember.
Can you understand why this would be very upsetting to Mark Foley?
I can't. Because for 40 years, it didn't bother him. Now, how come it bothers him?
More than 5 years after 9/11, human remains have been found near Ground Zero in New York. Believed to be from a victim or victims of the terrorist attacks, the bones were found by utility workers clearing manholes that had been damaged and abandoned after the collapse of the Twin Towers. This is CBS News.
Please don't make me decorate this weekend.
Fine. No decorating this weekend.
Really?
Sure. Monday will be just fine.
Oh, man. I knew it.
It's the October Savings Event at Sherwin-Williams. This Thursday through Monday, save 25% on paints and stains and 15% on Duration Premium Coatings. Save an extra 10% on custom order wallpaper and get free shipping, too. Hurry. Sale ends Monday, October 23rd.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
One way for soldiers to avoid deployment to Iraq, it seems, is to get themselves deeply in debt. A review of military records by the Associated Press shows thousands of troops have been barred from duty overseas because their financial troubles make them security risks. What's going on?
In many bases, they in fact are having full-time financial counselors on the base to assist those military folks in order to get the counseling right away.
Catherine Williams of Money Management, a credit counseling firm, says many military bases have full-time financial counselors because the troops have gotten themselves in deep trouble. A funeral for Anna Nicole Smith's son was held today, nearly 6 weeks after his sudden death in the Bahamas. Daniel Smith, who was 20, had been visiting his mother and her newborn daughter when he collapsed, cause not yet officially determined. The service was held in Nassau in a tent. Spectators were kept away, but cries and screams could be heard from inside. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after six, you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We are talking about Prop 85, parental notification required if a teen teenage girl seeks an abortion, an underage girl, but no parental notification required, none at all required if law enforcement pulls your kid out of a high school class. And I want to add to the conversation, because there's a lot of political stuff we haven't really gotten into yet. And that, I don't know if you just heard that story, CBS News reporting, that one way to keep yourself from being deployed, you know, it used to be you could pretend to be crazy or gay, and now you can pretend to or actually be so loaded with debt that they won't deploy you to Iraq because they believe that if you are heavily in debt, you will be a security risk. So for those of you, instead of going AWOL, just get yourself into greater debt, which, you know, most people, many people are in huge debt. And part of that problem of being so indebted is something that we have discussed. Service people are paid so poorly, some of them are on food stamps. And what around the bases, and this is usually done, these are these corporations who have the fix in, you know, they make huge political contributions, and so they, these financial corporations, and so they are allowed to set up shop around these bases. They payday loans, they offer you a payday loan, it's at an astronomical rate of interest. If it keeps rolling over, it's, you know, you're talking three digit interest, maybe even higher, 300%, 400%, some of you have said, and some of the reporting I have seen. So to take advantage of our service people in this way is unconscionable. The only upside to the thing is that it keeps them from being deployed to Iraq, so they might stay alive, but they'll be heavily in debt, and I don't know if they're going to ever get out of the quicksand or not. So here it is. As many as 1 in 5 members of the armed services are being preyed on by loan centers set up near military bases that can charge cash-strapped military families interest of 400% or more. So, and also, in addition to charging cash-strapped families 400% or more, what they're also allowed to do is set up these insurance plans, I don't know, maybe life insurance, I forget now exactly, but the premiums are astronomical. And again, these are the well-heeled, well-connected, well-connected political donors who set these things up, further gouging our cash-strapped troops. So when these Republican big-money people tell you we support our troops, they like to keep them alive long enough to continue to gouge them even more. We have one line open, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Somebody grab it. A federal judge has finally ordered the Bush administration to release information about who visited Vice President Dick Cheney's office and personal residence, an order that could spark a late election season debate over lobbyists' White House access. Now, I don't know if any of the energy people are in this list of information, the visitors logs that are open. Well, and it's to the home and to his office, I guess. His home, personal residence in his office. While researching the access lobbyists and others had on the White House, the Washington Post asked in June for 2 years, oh no, so it doesn't cover the energy advisors, for 2 years of White House visitors' logs. The Secret Service refused to process the request, which government attorneys call, quote, a fishing expedition of the most sensitive details of the vice presidency. But a U.S. District Court judge said that by the end of the next week, the Secret Service must produce the records or at least identify them and justify why they are being withheld. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Aaron in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Enid. I am a third-time caller. I think I'm getting addicted to calling your program.
Well, we're thrilled. Thank you.
I have something to say about the Proposition 85. I just want to say that I really think we need to clarify what this proposition is really and truly doing, because when you mentioned that, you know, you asked that gentleman caller, what's the difference between notification and permission? There really isn't much of a difference. Yes, the words are different, but you know, I have to say, when I was a teenager, I got pregnant, and my mom found out, not by me, but by a family member. And I kind of had the opposite situation where she more or less forced me into getting an abortion, and I didn't want that. I wanted it to be solely my decision. And because my mother did know, it was not solely my decision. So if the goal of this proposition is to make the abortion the decision of the mother, you know, the person carrying the child, and then we go so far as to notify the parents, it's no longer going to be solely that child's decision. They will be heavily influenced by what their parent has to say. Their parent might even physically...
Well, now, tell me what happened in your case. You became pregnant. How old were you?
I was 16 years old. I was 17, just turned 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I became pregnant. Was obviously not the right situation. I was... you know, it just wasn't the right situation, but I did not believe in abortion, and I felt very strongly that it was not right to have an abortion. I was still, though, tossing the idea back and forth, and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. My sister found out, overhearing a conversation that I had, and then my mom found out, overhearing a conversation that my sister was having with me. I was quiet, you know, trying to tell my sister to hush up because my mom was in the next room, but so my mom found out, not by my choice, and at that point, just the daily, basically putting me down, you're not going to become anything if you have this child, you're not going to do this, and you're not going to do that, and you're not going to go to college, and you're not going to graduate high school, and your life's going to be a mess, and constant guilt-tripping and manipulating to make me have an abortion, basically saying, I'm going to take you down there, you better make the appointment, you're going to do this, and you're going to do that, or else. And I felt very intimidated by both my mom and my sister, and eventually I went and did it, and I have to tell you, I became pregnant 9 months later.
Oh, my.
I became pregnant again.
You were going to show your mother, weren't you?
Well, not only was I going to show her, but I felt so guilty that I made that decision to have an abortion, that I felt like if I could just do something to fill me back up, to fix it, to grow my leg back.
So you deliberately went out to do it again.
I did. I deliberately got pregnant, not so much consciously, but certainly I was not doing the right things to keep myself from getting pregnant. And so I did have a baby fresh out of high school.
Different father, same father?
Different father. Not much of a different situation, though. The two gentlemen were the exact from the same creed. Neither one of them are doing anything with their lives. They're both on drugs. I obviously have gone on and become a better person. I own a home. I'm a good mom. You know, my son.
Did you go to college? What did you do?
I did not. No, I did not. And you know, I went into a very terrible depression for 2 years, even on into the second baby. I had terrible guilt and depression surrounding having that abortion. And my main issue with the proposition is that if we want to leave it up to the person carrying the child to make that decision, then we need to leave it up to them without the influence of their parents, because that can be extremely strong sometimes. And I'm not saying that that's my opinion, that the parents shouldn't know or whatever, but if we're going to do that, if we're going to say, hey, we should be notifying parents that these kids are going to have abortions, then we ought to make it equal and say we should be notifying them that their children are pregnant, too, so that they can have as just
well,
as saying that.
All right, so tell me, how many years ago did this happen that you had the child?
My son is 10. He just turned 10, so we're talking almost 11 years ago that I had the abortion.
Okay, but then you had the son 9 months later.
Mm-hmm.
You got pregnant, and then you went on to do what with your life? You had graduated from high school then?
I did graduate high school because I wasn't pregnant at the time. I had the abortion a couple months
ago. Did you go on to college?
I did not go to college.
But you got a good job somehow?
I struggled. I was on welfare. I was on food stamps. I'm one of the welfare success stories, I guess you could call it. I used welfare for what it meant to be used for, and then I went on and did get, you know, I got into the insurance industry and so on and so forth. And
did you ever get married?
I never got married, no. And and I've had to kind of work the system to my advantage at times, because it is hard to be a single parent, and there was assistance that I've needed over the years that I didn't always qualify for. And I'll be honest and say that, hey, there have been times I've done things I'm not necessarily proud of to make sure that ends can meet. But the end result is that I'm a homeowner. I pay my property taxes and I pay my income taxes. And, you know, I'm raising a straight A student who's going into the GATE program. And I'm very thankful that my life has turned out the way it has. But
what's your mother say when you got pregnant that second time?
By then, she had already kind of reevaluated her original stance and felt terrible that she forced me to do something I didn't feel comfortable doing. She had also changed some of her religious views in that time frame, that year, and so she had kind of a different view. So when I got pregnant again, she kind of said, well, and I think she kind of felt like it was partially her fault that
it happened the second time. Okay, so yes, yeah. Or no on Prop 85?
I say no.
Okay. Erin, thank you so much for calling us today. I really appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Mary, in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Thanks for being so patient, Mary.
Oh, certainly. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm an older person. And I was a girl when abortion was illegal. And I will tell you right now that it doesn't matter how many laws are passed, girls will have abortions. Rich girls go out of the country. Middle class girls go to backroom butchers. And poor girls are forced to have babies or get the guy to pay for the abortion.
You have said it very eloquently. You are absolutely right, and I thank you for calling. 349-1320, Michael in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Michael.
Oh, this is Michael.
Welcome.
Oh, hi. How are you, Enid?
Good, thank you.
This is Sinatra's Michael.
Yes.
I haven't called you in a while.
Yes. You're not going to have an abortion, are you, Michael, anytime soon?
No, I just had a stroke, though.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, we all have our problems now, don't we?
Well,
I just like to say that, you know what, men have all the things to say in men's life. They have no right to speak with women. Women should be legislating women's lives. You know,
let
women speak.
I think you have said it very well, Michael.
That's all that has to be said. Let women talk about women. They know about women. I don't know nothing about a woman. What do I know about a woman? Nothing.
Yeah, neither did Freud. Michael, thank you so much. I appreciate the call. We hope you're getting much. I hope you're feeling a lot better. 349-1320. And Eric in Fair Oaks. Hi, Eric. You're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I just want to talk about White House access and the CIA records.
Yes.
Remember the name, the blast from the past, that Jeff Gannon Guckert?
Yes, the gay escort, gay male escort who pretended to be a journalist in the White House gave him precious, hard-to-get credentials.
And he attended the White House press meetings like 150 times when there were no press briefings, just after hours, as it were. And so how do we expect people to get excited about who visited the White House under those circumstances, under the energy circumstances or whatever, when they won't get excited about a gay male prostitute visiting the White House? I mean, what does it take to light a fire under people?
You know, that's a really good question. You know, you've heard people call the program who are Big Doolittle supporters for reasons that defy comprehension.
Yes.
So I guess I would say there are just certain things that defy comprehension. People are either not paying enough attention. People are so angry anyway at the administration. It's just another reason to get angry. But it's going to be very interesting because this has quite a lot to do with the lobbyists, and you know, and particularly Jack Abramoff, I would think.
Well, you know, it's funny. I have an older sister, two older sisters who I've talked to about this. They're both Republicans, and I mentioned the Jeff Gannon Guckert thing, and both of them said, "Well, I don't know anything about that." And I'm thinking, how can he be so opinionated about how great Bush is and not look at the details about all this crap that's going on.
Yeah, well, they don't want to know.
They don't want to know.
And it doesn't matter what you tell them. You could say the worst things about Bush, and that would be true. And once they're in love with their candidate, they're in love, and there's nothing you can say that's going to dissuade them unless they come to it on their own.
Oh, he looks so dreamy in a flight suit, doesn't he?
with that sock in the front of it.
practicing. It's a rock or a potato or something.
I'm sure it must be a sock, because then he could be practicing safe socks.
Well, we know he doesn't have cojones because he avoided military service in Vietnam.
Well, why? You know what? Here's the story. A while back, I was at a flea market, and I got this great cheerleading jacket. I was never a cheerleader. Your goddess, somehow through an oversight of the universe, was never actually a cheerleader.
Oh, no.
Yes, but through the miracle of flea markets and time passing, everybody can have been a former anything. You don't have to be in the military. Just get the uniform, get yourself deposited on the deck of an aircraft carrier, and you can pretend that you're an action hero. And what did I, you know, your goddess, all she had to do was have a cheerleading jacket and just hop around a little bit, and who is any the wiser?
Your life is now complete.
It is almost. Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. And you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
I'll tell you what, Enid, I feel like it's a Friday on this traffic, I'll tell you. Southbound 99 is just jam-packed, doing maybe 5 to 10 miles per hour, as some of my sources have told me. Southbound I-5 just by J Street, we have a couple of car crashes going on. And coming up 50 over top of the mountain, it's a little slow. Actually, I think it's a lot slow, so try to stay clear of that. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
New rule number one, no more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things and going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me. Tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. There are other things that we haven't had a chance to talk about, and I want to kind of add them to the conversation as well. First of all, there's a new poll out. This is a Washington Wall Street Journal NBC News poll that signals that Republicans are facing more and more troubles as the rating of Congress falls further. So it looks like it's really good news for Democrats and even worse news for Republicans. But you have e-voting in such a terrible and sorry state that who knows what's going to happen. I have no idea what's going to happen. Are your preschoolers the ones who aren't drugged on Ritalin? And by the way, there's a whole movement to put preschoolers, Ritalin for preschoolers. That's after you park them in front of the TV set. They shouldn't be anywhere near a TV set that early, I don't think. But now, there's a long-term government study of preschoolers warning of the side effects of Ritalin, which is not recommended for children under the age of 6. So we drug them. And then, when that doesn't work, or if it does, we hold them out till they're about 57 years old to put them into school. Well, here's what parents are doing. They want to give their kids an edge in kindergarten. You know, kindergarten can be really competitive. You know, you're resting on your little rugs and it's a competitive, kindergarten is a competitive deal, I guess. Kids are being held back until they're older because their parents believe that they will have more self-confidence and they won't be the runty kid of the class if they're the youngest kid of the class and so on. So children who are older, here's a kid who's 6, turned 6 in late September, and he started kindergarten this year with, as the New York Times puts it, an enviable skill set under his tiny belt. He could already read simple rhyming books. He could count to 100, and he could write his name. He has a lot more self-confidence if he tends to be the older one, said his mother, and I wanted him to have an easier time of it. So they're, you know, withholding kindergarten until these kids turn about 30. And then they drug them because, you know, kids are kids and they act like kids. Well, God, that's a disease right there. So we got to give them, you know, we got to give them something so that they don't act like a kid. Study says that nations, this is a really interesting piece of information, nations whose kids like math the most score the worst. The top 5 countries that score high in math. Are you ready? Number one, the home of the number one ladies detective agency series, Botswana in Africa. Number two, Egypt. Number three, Morocco. Number four, Iran. And number five, South Africa. The bottom 5 countries, Taipei, Chinese Taipei, Japan, Korea, Slovenia, the Netherlands, interestingly enough, and the U.S., the bottom 5 countries in terms of performing well in math, and the top 5 countries in terms of performing well in math. I don't think that says a whole lot for us, but there it is. I want to talk about something that we haven't talked enough about, health issues. There's a movement afoot, and maybe it is because nobody wants to pay your health insurance. Oh, by the way, have you been watching the United scandal, the scandal on United Healthcare? I think the chairman had to resign, something to do with backdated options. I mean, this guy was making, hundreds of millions of dollars, I think. A huge amount of money. These are the same kind of insurers who, when you need to get a life-saving visit to the doctor, a life-saving procedure, they want to cut corners, but not for their chief executives, apparently. Well, it's being reported that a lot of insurers or a lot of... There's an effort afoot now to create the circumstances for healthy living. I think that
we have in America, we believe that we can have healthier living through chemistry. If something, if you can abuse your body all the for a long time, all you have to do is you can take a pill, maybe. There was an example given recently, diabetes. There was a whole piece on diabetes, on a whole investigation, that if you lost weight, if you exercised, if your diet was the correct diet for diabetes, you might not have to take medication. A lot of people might not have to take medication. Well, but people, they don't want to stop doing what they're doing. They rather pop the pill and do what they're doing instead of making themselves healthy. Well, just because you're taking the pill to combat this or that, I don't know if that qualifies. To me, that does not qualify as a definition of health. 349-1320. So here's what's happening. What's happening is there are places where they are making healthy environments, like like there's an urban city, kind of a situation, a kind of rundown area, and they are kind of transforming it. They're putting in a good grocery store that sells fruits and vegetables and all the stuff that people who love fried food don't want to eat. And the whole idea is to help people to avoid getting sick. And there are all these criteria of what helps you to avoid getting sick. Oh, well, that you put yourself in an environment where, and we never think about this, where there are parks and playgrounds. You put yourself in an environment where there are bicycle lanes and wide sidewalks, where there are neighborhood health clinics, where there is a more healthful corner stores that don't just sell booze and chips and so on. There's better lighting to discourage crime. They're talking about better transportation, but how about putting yourself in an area where you're not having to breathe in soot or all this, the grungy stuff that a bad neighborhood would bring you? For some reason, we don't even talk that much about it. We don't talk about staying healthy. And to me, that's really important. I think that we can control our health to a far greater degree than we usually realize. I don't know if you've ever had the example of coming down with something, like maybe coming down with a cold, and you can, you get kind of quiet, and sometimes, take a lot of vitamin C and a lot of fluids and get a lot of rest, and then you kind of in your daily thoughts and meditations, you move those old germy molecules around inside yourself, and you can kind of make yourself well, and you can also make yourself ill. Stress will make you ill. Difficulty in your life will make you ill. So this idea, and probably coming about because insurance companies don't want to fork out any money to you, they're too busy forking it out to their top executives in huge amounts. They don't want you to have it. So they're forced to figure out how to keep you healthy so that you don't tap into the system. Oh, and if you do tap into the system, they drop you a lot of the time. I love this idea of a pre-existing condition. Life itself is a pre-existing condition. Well, all of this is a prelude to, for every 4 adults in the world who are malnourished, 5 more are overweight, 30% of them clinically obese, and this is according to the World Health Organization. The scourge of obesity, 1 billion people overweight, and 300 million are obese, and I don't know where overweight morphs into obese, but 1 billion people overweight and 300 million people are obese worldwide. It's a problem. We're all paying for the health care. We all pay into the pool. So people who have all these diseases that have to do with obesity, we're paying for them. And I think that when you are, and I have fought the battle of weight my whole life. When I was a little kid, I was growing up on the farm. I wore chubbettes because I was a little poochy little thing. And in order to stay svelte, well, I don't know how svelte I am. I was a bad girl on my vacation. But in order to try to stay svelte, your goddess is in the gym every day. I'm swimming every day. I'm trying to watch what I eat, although I'm powerless in the face of kettle corn, which is the crack cocaine of popcorn, as far as I can tell, and chocolate, dark chocolate, always better. But here we have this epidemic of overweight people. And what is that about, really, if you're looking at the metaphor of what being obese is all about? When the country was coming out of the Depression and into World War II, people were tough and skinny and lean and mean and, And now we're so flabby. We're flabby in thought. We're flabby in our bodies. We don't restrain our appetites. And here's the thing. I talked to people. Somebody I know actually just underwent a gastric bypass. And in order to undergo that procedure, in which you can never have more than, I think, like a quarter cup of anything at any one time for the rest of your life, and then you have to wait a couple hours to get another quarter cup of something. So if you've loved food your whole life, suddenly your life is completely different. And liquids, you can't have much water either because you don't have much room anymore to process this stuff. But in order to qualify for this surgery, she told me, you had to lose 25, she had to show that she could lose weight, and I think she had to lose, I forget how much, 25 pounds or so, maybe it was more than that, I don't recall. So if you can do it the natural way, everybody wants the quick fix, and everybody wants the shortcut, and nobody wants to bend down and lift a finger. Nobody wants to do that. So everybody is, the problems of obesity are to put it mildly, immense. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Talk to me about obesity and what you think it signals. A lack of restraint of appetite, that we're just going to pack it in, we don't care anymore. We're doing it because we can, because food is plentiful and cheap, and the cheapest calories are the porkiest calories. I mean, it's not that hard to lose weight. It just requires kind of mindfulness, I think. And there's a whole new book on that subject, and I was fascinated to read the reviews of it, because I think we just keep eating because it's fun. It's fun to keep eating. And without being aware that we were full quite a while ago. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you. Weather is looking fabulous. I just love the last couple of days. We're going to see 81 and on through the weekend, 55 for the low. Now, our traffic slowed down right there at westbound 50 and northbound 99. We do have a vehicle in the middle of the roadway. A two-car crash just past that. Madison and Winding Oak Drive, a three-car crash there. Enid Live continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Talk radio for the left of us. Makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Mud's Greenergy Programming.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
This is an AM 1320 left channel action calendar. Less than a month before the pivotal midterm elections, and as Democrats fight to take back Congress, major questions have emerged about the integrity of the American voting process. Those issues and much more are highlighted in a new Sundance Award-winning documentary, American Blackout. The film is a snapshot of our election system gone wrong. Taking up where the mainstream media refuses to go, the film shows a side of our electoral process that will force you to ask yourself, what is being done to ensure fair and honest elections? LA Weekly calls American Blackout one of the most important political documentaries of the past several years. See American Blackout this Friday, October 20th at 7 p.m. at the Colonial Theater, 3522 Stockton Boulevard. A $5 to $10 donation is requested. More information is at Sacramento for Democracy or go to the event page at 1320leftchannel.com.
If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
6:39 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The reality is medical care does not produce health by itself. So the idea is you can create your own health. I think we can all do a lot more than we are doing. And the magic figure is that 1 billion people are overweight. 300 million are obese. And I don't exactly know where overweight morphs into obese, but neither one, I think, is a pretty picture. What are your thoughts about this? Because, if you come up with the right formula for losing weight, guess what? You'll make a fortune. And it looks like there's a diet link to Alzheimer's, that the evidence is stacked against fatty foods. That might not be too good for preventing Alzheimer's. Tammy in Lincoln, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Enid. Hey, I was just sitting here thinking, and I think a contributing factor, I have three things. Working women,
right.
The fast food generation, which kind of started, late 60s, early 70s, and the all-you-can-eat buffets.
Oh, God, you got to stay away from that. That is, it's more willpower than I have.
Yeah, and I think because women are working, they're not getting healthy foods. And, back in the 50s, the mom stayed home, and now women are working, and they're out there, and they're in a hurry, and the kids are playing soccer, and they're going to dance recital. So, I have several friends and neighbors that they're running to McDonald's a lot of the time because they're too busy with sports, and that's great, but it's like, I'm a big proponent to sitting down and eating dinner with my family.
I think you are so right. First of all, it's a great moment in the day. A lot of homes are turning themselves into hotels and motels where everybody eats at a different time. And
right.
Nobody can share the day with each other and learn the art of conversation in case it still even exists anymore.
Yeah.
And the idea of a nice meal, and it doesn't have to be, I hardly know how to cook. But it does take organization. You can make something and you can have it have a salad, a really good salad with broiled salmon in it, or pasta, or you can do a lot of simple things and just have it, but you've got to organize it in advance.
If that doesn't work,
there's always, you go to the takeout or the grocery store takeout or whatever, but it's always, I think you have more control over your calories, the fat, and everything else if you're doing it yourself.
When we sat down to dinner, we had meat, we had salad, we had two green vegetables, and we'd usually have rice. And I've gone to people's houses and they've got bread, rice, and potatoes.
Oh no. Are you working? Are you working?
Yes, I am working again. I just went back to work a couple months ago and it's a struggle. And I hope to go back to part time someday. But yeah, it's hard balancing everything. But I'm not going to fall into the trap of fast food and all that kind of stuff.
Well, don't do it because it looks like there's a diet link to Alzheimer's. It's saying the findings with mice add to the increasing body of evidence, including human studies that suggest that high-fat Western-style diet might lead not just to heart attacks but also to Alzheimer's, amazingly enough. So, Tammy, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, Art in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Art.
Hey, I don't know if you mentioned this, but I do believe that a lot of the beef that we eat, that we consume these days, also is is tainted with hormones that make them grow faster so that we can harvest them faster.
That is true. And the other part of the hormone equation is that the beef and the chickens and stuff are so filled with that with hormones that hormones and antibiotics, that when you really need an antibiotic, you have become resistant. There's more resistance to antibiotics because there's so much of it in use with animals.
Yeah, I think it gets passed on to our children and to ourselves, and consequently, I think it's causing young girls and boys to mature prematurely. I don't know if that makes sense, but
well, you could be right about that. I don't know. Could be right about that. And I know it's turning frogs into they don't know what sex they are. So who knows how that's happening? Chemicals in the water, or hormones, or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, just wanted to mention that.
Thank you. It's a good point to bring up. 349-1320-866-620-1320. Ken in Orangevale. Hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Ken.
You know, I've actually seen quite a bit of contradictory information on fatty foods and Alzheimer's, and the leading thinking is that the brain actually craves high-fat food because it increases the ability of the brain to function in higher levels at faster paces. So there's actually a dietary need for higher fat. They're, in Europe, they're looking at the connection with aluminum and aluminum dust used in aerosols, used in deodorants.
I've been hearing, I thought that that aluminum myth was discredited a long time ago. I don't happen to like using aluminum cooking implements. I like cast iron a lot.
Right, well, that's actually the argument they give that I actually agree with is cast iron. We used to get most of our iron from cast iron. Well, when you cook aluminum is such a pliable material that it gives off vapors and it traps itself into the food. But when you're putting deodorant on, you're putting that directly into the gland.
You don't need deodorant. Do you know that? You know what? You know what Dr. Dean once said? And see if this doesn't work for you, unless you're just a smelly old gamey old thing.
No, I'm cool.
use rubbing alcohol. You know, shower, use rubbing alcohol under your arms, and I think you destroy all the smelly old cooties that are there.
You know, it's funny you mentioned my grandmother did that for years. We all thought she was mad.
That's what Dean Adele says to do, and it's got, you know, it's you can't get, it's the cheapest thing you can do. It's like an oil change. It's the cheapest thing you can do to keep your, you know, the cooties away.
Right.
So do you try that and see. I don't think, unless you're a very, very, you know, very, very pungent person.
Right.
I'm guessing that it would probably solve it for most people.
Well, I would just say out there before I go, you know, just keep an open mind about the aluminum thing. There is a body of evidence out there that really says, you know, circumstantially, we better look into this long term.
Well, I, as I say, since the you know, the chips aren't in on that one yet.
Right.
The jury's still out, I guess is the way to put it.
Right.
I've always stayed away from aluminum cooking implements. So,
probably wise.
Yeah. Ken, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate that. This is the doctor's hour, and the doctor is in. 349-1320-866-620-1320. So here's a novel idea. The reality is that medical care does not produce health by itself. In other words, it can give you a pill to solve your blood pressure issues, your diabetic issues. But if you don't really do the right things, can you call yourself healthy? So the idea that we just piecemeal work on you, work you over, give you a pill for this, give you a pill for that, is not real health. But I think we have a lot of control over our health. But when we're so busy being obese, which is apparently a full-time job, wow. I mean, what does that say about the health of the planet here when so many of us are so porky? Alex in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Enid. I'm calling in response to that fat study that the guy cited, and that's complete crap in my opinion, because Einstein, Darwin, a lot of Da Vinci, those guys were all vegans, means they had plant-based diets, means their fat consumption was under 10% a day, and those are three of the brightest.
Do you know that for sure that they were all vegans?
Yes, they're all vegan. A plant-based diet is the best way for your body to work efficiently because it's the best source of energy is carbohydrates. And so the whole fat thing is just something that's probably sponsored by
so the vegans were Einstein, Da Vinci, and who was the third one?
Darwin. Like Plato, Socrates, a lot of them did not eat meat. Mark Twain, a lot of them were had plant-based diets. So I don't see how that study could possibly be proven if you have those individuals on the other side.
Well, I never knew that before. Thank you.
And then another statistic is 90% of the chicken that we consume in the United States, the chickens actually have cancer before they're slaughtered because we give them so many different hormones and different additives to their food.
Where did you find that out? That, you know, let me tell you something. 60 Minutes did a thing on how chickens are slaughtered in these slaughterhouses, and I could not eat chicken for years after I saw that. It was so horrible.
Yeah. Well, there's a number of documentaries that you can watch. I recently turned vegan, and so I just sort of branched off, watched a lot of documentaries, and they basically show how the dairy industry and the meat industry sort of control the PR, and they sort of have their ties with the FDA and whatnot. So everything that we hear from the food pyramid on is complete crap, and it's just propagated to spread more so people consume more meat and more dairy. And they try finding benefits out of it, but it's all just a load of crap.
Well, there's a scientific term for you. Alex, I thank you for the call. One of the beefs I like a lot, Nyman beef, and it's served in good restaurants, and it's raised in West Marin, and it's, you know, it's affordable, and some of it is anyway. And no hormones, no, you know, it's all naturally raised. So if you're going to have beef, look for Nyman beef or something like that. Heidi in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm well, thank you.
I agree with your last caller. I think we should start eating lower on the food chain. I have some friends that they don't eat anything that has a face.
Nothing that has a face?
Nothing that had a face.
Okay.
Yeah, and highly processed food.
I think it's. Isn't it hard though to get your protein if you're just eating, vegetarian?
Yes, you can get it from nuts, beans.
Yeah.
Dried beans, not canned beans.
Okay. Are you a vegetarian, Heidi?
I'm a semi-vegetarian. I don't eat cow or pig.
But you have fish.
Yes, I do eat fish and poultry.
Fish is really good for you, and I like fish, but I'm afraid of glowing in the dark lately because there's so much mercury in the fish.
Oh, yeah.
They could fill your teeth. There's so much mercury in that fish. Heidi, I thank you very much for the call. You could take your temperature with the mercury in that fish. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Traffic and weather from the left is looking really to the right, actually. On the right-hand side, we have three or four hit and runs, four of them here in Sacramento, and we are the capital of that, northbound I-5 and northbound 99. That car crash over there has turned into three of them. Eastbound 50 at 84, Madison at Winding Oak, 6219 Central Mall Way. There's a hit-and-run stopping traffic down in Southsec. And Stockton and Mack, we have a hit-and-run in westbound 50 at Cambridge. Enid Live will continue. We are at 81 at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Sal Franken, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. It's full frontal radio.
Oh, sure, you listen to AM 1320. Sometimes you call in. That's great. You vote. I'm very proud of you. You're doing the right thing. But sometimes you need to get out there and pound the pavement, and you need to knock on some doors, maybe make a few phone calls.
Please volunteer in the upcoming November 2006 election. The Sacramento Democratic Party has three opportunities for you to volunteer in the area. The first is the Northeast Sacramento Democratic Headquarters at 4142 Sunrise Boulevard in Fair Oaks. The phone number is 961-8877. The other is the Elk Grove Democratic Campaign Headquarters at 3137 Dwight Road, Suite 500 in Elk Grove, just north of Laguna Boulevard. Their phone number is 421-0202. And finally, the Phil Angelides campaign, which is located at the corner of 21st and N Street. And their phone number is 448-1998. Please volunteer in this very important upcoming election.
Get out there. Action is necessary.
Much great sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. Just Stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Okay, here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's Tara. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to sh- Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now... I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
We don't have much time left, but I just have to share this story with you. Remember the Corey Lytle's plane that crashed into that apartment in New York, a high-rise apartment? Well, it turned out that the woman whose apartment that was has had a series of bizarre events in her whole life. I mean, here you are, you're sitting in your apartment and somebody's plane comes crashing through. The same woman was critically injured during the 1997 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade when the mammoth cat in the hat balloon went